Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military's wrapped up what's described as a heavy wave of strikes on Iran. It's retaliation for Iran's attempted missile attack on American forces in the Mideast.
U.S. Central Command said dozens of Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps targets had been hit early on Thursday. Iranian media reported that the islands of Keshem and Abadan were among the areas hit. Both are centers of the oil industry. Iran had earlier confirmed that it had targeted U.S. assets in Jordan as well as ships in the Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday. The latest flare-up in exchanges began earlier this week, though negotiations to secure a longer-term truce are said to be continuing.
The BBC's Tom Bailey, the Kuwaiti military, reports an Iranian strike has hit a Chinese firm's building in northern Kuwait. Worker was killed, the building heavily damaged. This happened early this morning, hours after Jordan's air defenses shot down five Iranian missiles. Todd Blanche's nomination for attorney general is stalled. Lawmakers scrapping a planned committee vote. A couple of Republicans, Senators John Cornyn and Tom Tillis, are still not on board. A Senate investigation into the origins of COVID-19 gets no cooperation from Dr. Anthony Fauci, repeatedly refusing to answer even the most mundane, innocuous queries.
Do you still refuse to answer the questions?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Senator Rand Paul says there will be a vote on holding Fauci in contempt. As the Iran war heats up again, oil prices are soaring and stocks are sinking. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.09. That is up a fraction from yesterday. And yesterday, the Dow plunged more than 1,100 points. This morning, Dow futures are up 163 points. NASDAQ futures ahead, 213. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
First check this morning in Annapolis. We're good at the Bay Bridge, 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. Everybody's fine here at Ritchie Highway and over at the Severn River Bridge. It'll be a while. The top of the hill will get busy later, but right now we're fine along I-97 southbound at Route 32. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Right now, nothing major with a good start southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Nottingham and 73 in Abingdon. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The National Weather Service has confirmed that 4 tornadoes touched down in Maryland during severe storms on Tuesday. In Anne Arundel County, an EF1 tornado touched down in Lakeshore near Patapsco Road. The tornado had estimated maximum wind gust of 100 miles per hour and traveled about 3/4 of a mile. Another tornado was confirmed along Lake Drive in the Arnold Cape St. Clair area. There were also 2 tornadoes in the Trap area of Talbot County. And Maryland has recorded 38 heat-related deaths so far this summer, 2 more than last year's total of 36. The Maryland Department of Health says the recent heat wave with temps of more than 100 degrees contributed to the number of deaths. There have already been 31 heat-related deaths this month compared to 21 last July. Officials say around 60% of this year's heat-related deaths were among people 65 and older. And the Maryland Department of Human Services says says SNAP changes that took effect in November 2025 have left nearly 36,000 residents without benefits. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, sports with Gary Stein.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team. They help homeowners with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops. Whether you're looking for new cabinets, countertops, or a full kitchen remodel, they can make the process much easier. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And make sure you tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name, get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, well, one of the most improbable wins in Orioles history yesterday in Detroit.
A 3-2 pitch. Toward the middle. Yeah, to the middle. A base hit for Colton Cowser. Just his fifth of the year off a left-handed pitcher in an at-bat where he fought his way back from 0-2. He has restored the Oriole advantage.
Evan Brown with the call on Masson. Cowser's first RBI in 59 at-bats over 24 games comes in the 12th inning and overcomes a 7-0 Orioles deficit, propelling Baltimore to an unbelievable 10-9 win over Detroit, taking the series 2-1. Andrew Kittredge came on in the 12th to record the final out for the save. Grant Wolfram pitched one inning for the win. After the game, Cowser on the day's events.
Well, probably one of my favorite wins we've had this year, and even just in my career. Like, I mean, everyone's involved there. A lot of guys coming up with big hits, and just super glad that that game's over, and we can have a happy play.
The comeback was the O's largest since coming back from 9 down against the Red Sox in June of 2009. And don't forget, it was that 5-run seventh that chased Tarek Skubal in what may have been his final start as a Tiger. Day one of Ravens training camp in the books out at Owings Mills. Head coach Jesse Minter putting his players through the paces, sending a message that there's no shortcuts to winning.
You're not going to win because we're the Ravens. We're not going to win because we have XYZ players. We're not going to win because I'm the coach. We're going to you know, create our success based on the standards that we create, the process that we go through every day.
Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the Orioles' miracle win and what is the future for Trevor Rogers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, July the 30th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, the Canton Flasher has been arrested. An illegal alien has been busted in Texas for yet another murder of a Maryland woman. Sound familiar?
But our top story here today, as I told you, as I predicted yesterday, Dr. Fauci would indeed invoke the Fifth Amendment. This monster who is responsible for the murder, and yes, I said murder, of millions of Americans, because he's the one that participated in gain-of-function research. He helped to fund it. He thought it was a good idea to allow the Red Chinese to develop it in a biosafety level 2 lab instead of a level 4. And whether it was an accidentally leaked or intentionally leaked is of no matter, other than the fact that over a million Americans died as a result. Yesterday's hearings, Senator Rand Paul kicked it all off with Americans deserving answers.
1 million Americans died from COVID-19. Some estimate as many as 15 million people died worldwide from COVID-19. Publicly, Anthony Fauci promoted the theory that the virus arose naturally, while privately, he was well aware of a mountain of evidence suggesting the virus originated in the lab. The American people deserve answers. The American people deserve to know why dangerous research was funded by NIAID in a totalitarian country in a lab that lacked acceptable safety standards. The decision to fund dangerous gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, will likely go down in history as perhaps one of the worst public health decisions. Frankly, the American people deserve an apology. I hope today Dr. Fauci will come clean, admit it was a mistake to fund dangerous research in China, admit that the risk of this dangerous research exceeded any possible benefits, ask forgiveness, and pledge to help our government devise safeguards so a man-made epidemic never happens again. Instead of an apology, you have for years avoided responsibility. Regarding the lockdowns, you argue that you did not personally issue every lockdown order, close every school, or impose every mandate. But officials across the country invoked your authority to justify these decisions. And you presented your recommendations not as judgments open to debate, but as dictates of science itself. Your own words demonstrate that you understood the influence you exercised.
Yeah, and people like Lockdown Larry here in Maryland were acting on that kind of data. There were some states, Florida, South Dakota, and others that did not lock down, did not shut down, and they fared much better than we did here in Maryland and most of the rest of the country. In a moment, we're going to get Dr. Fauci's response. And, of course, he did issue an opening statement, which some are saying opened him up to criticism of invoking the Fifth Amendment and what that might mean down the road. He could obviously be charged with contempt of Congress, maybe even obstructing Congress's investigation. I do know that Steve Bannon and Dr. Peter Navarro actually went to jail for 4 months each because of contempt of Congress. Since no one is above the law, will the same treatment be offered of Dr. Fauci? Stay tuned. 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Lanes are open this morning and good to go right now. We're looking right at the top of the vent building, as they call it, on I-95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. Good traffic northbound as well. 895 is still clear. A little while, maybe 20 minutes or so, we may see some brake lights developing southbound through there around the O'Donnell Street ramp. So far, no construction. 95 northbound is clear. They usually start work up there about 7 o'clock at Route 24. And again, a reminder this morning, if you're coming up from Crofton in Anne Arundel County, there is that construction area on Route 3 northbound before you get to 175, and they're still blocking the left-hand lane through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a nice morning today. Temperatures in the 60s to start us all off. And then partly sunny later on this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, and then even warmer on Friday. Upper 80s is the expected high. Right now we're looking at 71 and cloudy in Annapolis, 66 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Dr. Anthony Fauci testified before Congress yesterday, pleaded the Fifth 111 times. 111 times he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. This was one of the highlights of the session with Senator Bernie Moreno.
Saying, who the f*** do you think you were for doing that?
Exactly.
It is a total disgrace what you did to this country. And if my Democrat colleagues are standing there defending you, I hope the voters of the United States of America watch the clips of every one of you doting on a guy who was more interested in being a celebrity than saving American people.
I'm not sure it might be the first time an F-bomb was ever dropped in a Senate hearing. It's rare when it does happen, but
well, it sounded good to me. Yeah. Yeah, I know the president got one out too.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, this was about Iran. Is that what you're talking about?
They're speaking my language finally.
Yeah. So, look, it was pretty much the rest of it was kabuki theater, but we have some highlights here. But that guy, I knew he was going to plead the fifth. Country music icon Willie Nelson took to social media to rail against data centers, calling them water thieving. He's just upset they're stealing water from his pot plants. New study
what does
shows
he know about
exactly.
That?
New study shows that children who own cell phones score lower on reading tests.
I can believe that very much.
I don't think it's that they can't read; it's just they can't read beyond 280 characters. You know, it's like
it's true.
DoorDash has officially launched its drone delivery program, so now Maggie, you can get service out in the sticks where you live. Just call up Drone Dash. And they'll,
is that everywhere?
Sounds good to me.
You know, I don't know.
If it comes
out
to where I am, then that is impressive.
I would imagine it's in highly populated areas.
Yeah.
You know,
up in the trees.
Yeah.
We're not eating pizza for 30 feet.
Until the first drone hits a power line or something.
Right. Can you get a case of beer delivered? That would be cool.
Yeah. Ella Langley's Choosing Texas now is the official song of the summer of 26.
Excellent.
Which is kind of weird because, you know, Choosing Texas, it's so hot in Texas during the summer. I don't think anybody's choosing Texas at that point, but
it's
hot. A great song.
I can attest
you were just
to that.
There, right?
Yes.
In
Dallas? Yes.
Yeah.
It was very hot. 100 degree days every day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's
the rest,
dry heat, though.
Yeah. So they say that, but I used to go to school out in Arizona, and I would, in August, step off a plane at Sky Harbor in Phoenix, and it was like going into an oven.
Takes your breath away.
Yeah, it really does.
But it was dry heat.
Yeah, it was dry heat. Yeah. It was still hot as hell.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's dry heat or if it's heat and humidity. It's probably heat and humidity.
Yeah, we were out there in August one time. I was playing golf, and it was 99, and I thought, well, this doesn't feel too bad because there was no humidity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 99, not too bad, but, you know, there was one time when I went to school, it was 121 degrees, and that was, I mean, the heat
but they're
waves
used to
coming
it. I mean,
off
they don't
the
close
tarmac.
Stuff, right? Yeah. They keep everything open, they like here, they probably cry and close things up and all.
Well, everything's air conditioned where you have a pool. Video footage showing that when Tony Romo, the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and now CBS and analyst, was given a field sobriety test, he needed to stretch first.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
He's getting ready for jail.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, why are they making...
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, because I was thinking, why are they making him do that? Because
before...
he was on all fours.
He's going to be a tight end now.
Oh, wide receiver. Oh,
yeah, exactly. Before you touch your nose, you have to touch your toes. Don't you know that? Well,
yes, indeed.
He was limbering up, as they say.
Let's ask Jamie while we're on the subject.
By the way, there's a new study out shows that 10 minutes of listening to bird songs can help you get rid of stress. The key is you got to be listening to the bird song in a forest area. Just listening to birds in an office setting won't cut it, won't make you relax anymore.
I didn't think that would work.
Here's what they say will relax you. Just 10 minutes of this a day.
That would make me angry. I might get out 38.
Angry birds.
Stop!
I hear those sounds all the time.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So do I.
That's why I was so curious, because years ago in the cartoons, when somebody got knocked on the head,
the birds would fly around,
and you would get the bird sounds.
That's it.
That means you're absolutely crazy, or you've been stunned or something. Now they say that will relax you.
Or just ram your head into something hard and relax.
Watch out for those angry birds, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, we're off and running this morning. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Oh, by the way, we did get 4 tornadoes confirmed to Maryland as the storm swept through the estate the other night. 4 of them. 2 of them in Anne Arundel County. 2 in Talbot County as well. And 2 of the tornadoes were rated EF1. 1 was rated EF0. So
yeah, 1 was down my way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lakeshore.
So
I'm glad we went into the basement just in case. We had a lot of damage around our neighborhood.
A lot of trees down and branches.
Branches, yeah.
We had some damage, nothing, but they were violent. Those winds were gusting And by the way, Baltimore, Annapolis, and National Harbor spots named Maryland's best for sunsets. National Harbor waterfront down around PG County, Oxon Hill, number 3. The City Dock in Annapolis, number 2. And Federal Hill Park in Baltimore, number 1. When you're not dodging bullets.
Yeah.
And flashers.
Throw that in.
And all sorts of stuff. All right. See you in just a couple. 620, 20 minutes after you are. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. And Vinny is going to sell your home. And so many people in Baltimore, Maryland, parts of southern Pennsylvania have actually used Vinny's services. And by the way, when it comes time for us to downsize, maybe coming in another year or two, who knows, we'll be calling Vinny to help us with our real estate transaction. You should consider it, too, when you're thinking about selling your home, because Vinny guarantees the sale of your home once you agree on asking price and the time frame in which you need to sell it. Once you sign the contract, your home is sold, guaranteed. If it doesn't sell for that price during that time, Vinny will buy it from you. He'll pay you in cash at market rates. He's got all sorts of programs that help with the sale of your home, from the trade your home in program to the, you know, fix it to sell program, also the sell your home, stay in your home program as well. He's got all the details, and but it, again, he really just goes above and beyond. But it's that database of over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home is the reason why you should call Vinny today. He sells three times faster for three times more money in your pocket. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or at VinnieSteele.com.
The America Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The America Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour. So the question is, what do you think is going to happen to Dr. Anthony Fauci, since he now has allegedly invoke the Fifth Amendment, and that pardon that Joe Biden gave him went all the way back to 2014. The only other person to get a pardon like that was Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's pardon was signed by Joe Biden. We don't know whether Tony Fauci's was signed by Dr. Biden or Dr. Ottopen. We're not quite sure. That raises a whole different question. And the preemptive thing is another question. And then we have this question of, well, he did, and we're going to hear from him in just a second. He, instead of just invoking his fifth, he did take a couple of shots at Rand Paul in his opening statement. So that's kind of waiving your fifth, isn't it? If you start off doing that. He should have just done it from the very get-go. Maybe he'd get bad advice. One of his lawyers got kicked out of the building yesterday because he wasn't even supposed to be seated at the table. So more on Dr. Fauci coming up in just a second. We've got more traffic and weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
BW Parkway looks good south from Arundel Mills down to 32, and then coming up from Powder Mill Road through 198 to 197. Good pace right now, and no problems there. 95 down to the Capitol Beltway, all in good shape. The Beltway looks good. Looking live here at Liberty Road, you're clear from there. Very minor buildup just starting in that area towards Route 40 West, but no issues, and the JFX is quiet right now. Very good shape coming south from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Nice start to the day today. Temps in the 60s. Today partly sunny. This afternoon highs in the 80s. Warming up starting on Friday, tomorrow through the weekend. Maybe some showers on Saturday. Sunshine at 70 in Ocean City, 67 under partly cloudy skies in downtown Baltimore. Paz, I think, has hit a great new nickname for Dr. Fauci. He says Fauci lied. Americans were hurt and died, and he profited from it. That the Wuhan weasel will not be held accountable will forever be a stain on our country. Question, can those who suffered at the hands of the most evil doctor in U.S. history file lawsuits against him? That is a great question, whether he can be civilly held accountable. And that's something that I'm sure there are lawyers are lining up. You're probably going to see advertising on your television screens very soon from a bunch of lawyers that are going to be suing Dr. Fauci and maybe even the government. It's tough to sue the government, though, and he's acting under the color of their authority. But yesterday, in his opening statement, he took a couple of shots at Senator Rand Paul.
Given Senator Paul's obvious obsession with calling for my prosecution, his repeated slanderous comments about me, and recently his publicly releasing my unredacted personal diary aimed at embarrassing and intimidating me, the only conclusion I can reach is that the sole reason he is calling me before this committee is to get me to say something, anything, that could vindicate his repeated public pledges that I end up, in his words, quote, behind bars, unquote. Any reasonable person who has followed his unhinged obsession with me would readily come to the same conclusion. Therefore, although it pains me to do so, because of the respect I have for the legislative branch of government and my decades-long record of cooperating with Congress, under the advice of my attorneys, I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions.
So you can see that Rand Paul has gotten under the skin of Dr. Fauci, and he may have slipped up and made a mistake there in taking those shots at Rand Paul, calling his an obvious obsession, an unhinged obsession. Of course, you want to avoid criminal charges by invoking your Fifth Amendment rights. And, of course, this exchange also from Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci on the official Fifth Amendment yesterday at the hearing.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Yeah. So there you have it. That was 111 times yesterday that came out of his mouth. And now, of course, there's a lot of speculation as, look, there were a lot of Senator Josh Hawley, a former prosecutor himself, hit him hard yesterday. The Democrats, again, all he did was dote and, you know, basically kill time. And they were a waste of, you know, it was interesting. Rand Paul said yesterday, not a single Democrat. He put all these documents up on a website that you needed a password to access, and he invited the Democrats, if you want to see the mountains of evidence against Fauci, and we'll get to the gain of function stuff here in the next hour or so, if you want to see that mountain of evidence, just come and get the password. Not a single Democrat, not one. Not Angela Alsobrooks of Maryland, not Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. Our two senators had no interest in seeing the evidence against Dr. Fauci. And I guarantee you right now, Marylanders died as a result of his misinformation, disinformation, his funding of gain-of-function research, and then his pursuant cover-up. And we find out that he was profiting from this all along at the same time. We have a complete rundown on that coming up at the top of the hour. Senator Johnson unloaded a devastating safety data on Dr. Fauci, saying that the CCP virus jab logged nearly 7,000 death reports per year, while the FDA ignored warning signs and was pushing remdesivir. They also ignored how ivermectin, remember, people were criticized for the worm paste or whatever it was that they used for deworming horses. Well, guess what? Ivermectin, Joe Rogan, the podcaster, said it saved his life, and he knows other people, like Hollywood actors. I can't remember which one, but was it Robbins? Tim Robbins? May have been. I'll go back and find out the name, but some Hollywood actors now saying that he used ivermectin and it saved his life because he had COVID really, really bad. And remember,
I used it.
Yeah, you used ivermectin
as
well?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Hydroxychloroquine. Again, ivermectin. There was all sorts of stuff that they just completely ignored evidence that it could help. And then remember, they told us that elderly folks had to be ventilated. And President, we didn't have enough ventilators. And President Trump went out and kind of like an Operation Warp Speed, we then became the world's number one manufacturer in ventilators. Turns out that was bad advice from the medical community because patients need to be turned on their sides and not be ventilated lying on their back. There was so much malpractice here and misinformation. And everybody pushed the panic button. And they pushed the panic button because of one person and one person only, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who should be held accountable. Willie, I doubt it. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland Department of Human Services says SNAP changes that took effect in November of 2025 have left nearly 36,000 residents without benefits. Those who lost benefits include more than 12,000 people, 55 to 64 years old, around 12,000 families with children between the ages of 14 and 17, and more than 11,000 people who are homeless. Governor Wes Moore says his administration is working to help Marylanders keep or get back their benefits. Residents are encouraged to visit MarylandBenefits.gov to find out more. And the Maryland Office of Overdose Response will be holding a series of virtual town halls to gather input on how to spend the state's opioid settlement funds. There will be five meetings next month, with the first for Central Maryland residents on Thursday, August 4th at 5:30 p.m. The state is expecting to receive close to $690 million from nine settlements over the next 15 years. The state could also receive an additional $90 million if a settlement deal with Purdue Pharma is finalized. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced for a 2025 armed carjacking at a Fells Point gas station. A U.S. district judge sentenced 27-year-old Ron Wardlow to 20 years in federal prison for the 2025 incident. In April, a jury convicted Wardlow on charges that included carjacking and using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. He was arrested after police tracked him through the victim's digital devices that were still in the car. And Fox 45 reports the ongoing dispute over a $228,000 community water bill tied to a single Baltimore home has reached the city's highest office, with Mayor Brandon Scott's administration weighing in publicly for the first time. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. There was a time in church history when Christians were persecuted to the point of death, and death didn't come easy. They were stoned, cut in half, and slain with the sword. They were impaled on spears and set on fire to be used as lamps to light the towns at night. The Roman ruler at the time was Emperor Nero. He was a godless man who despised Christianity. In spite of this opposition, God's people continued to spread the gospel message, and the church grew. We may soon be facing tyranny here in America from godless progressives and communists. They don't like competition, and they perceive God to be a threat. True believers need to seek spiritual unity in Christ, not ecumenism through social justice. America's only hope has always been a merciful God. My hope is that America's Christians are in constant prayer to Him now. You can access our MOTs at cubhillchurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of vehicles stopped on the outer loop of the Beltway right at I-70. One of those is a police car who just put his lights on. So they're off to the right side. They may grab a little bit of attention there if you're coming south from Liberty Road and then underneath the bridge at I-70. But they're well off to the right-hand side for right now. Both the tunnels are still clear. There may be a new incident here on the Capitol Beltway. The accident is reported on the inner loop between Branch Avenue and Indian Head Highway. A couple of vehicles are involved. The backup there is just now beginning to show some slowing after the ramp area at Branch Avenue. So heads up, headed around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So, back to yesterday in Detroit. The Birds were trailing Tarek Skubal and the Tigers 7-0 in the seventh. So, you could chalk this one up for Detroit, right?
0-2 here. Mayo to center field. That's driven deep. Baez racing back at the wall. It's off the fence. The Orioles are going to tie this game. And Mayo will edge at third with a tying triple.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Another big hit for Mayo this season. And unbelievably, this game was tied at 7. And so it would go to tied at 9 in the 12th. Colton Cowser at the plate.
A 3-2 pitch. Toward the middle. Yeah. Near the middle. A base hit for Colton Cowser. Just his fifth of the year off a left-handed pitcher.
Making it 10-9, Baltimore Andrew Kittredge would come on to get the final out for the save in the Orioles' largest comeback win in 17 years. 10-9 was the final. Post-game reaction from manager Albernez on what this says about his team.
Yeah, it says a lot. I mean, we've been talking about a lot all year. Those boys in that clubhouse are a resilient bunch. They take punches and keep on going.
The win improves Baltimore to 53-56 on the year, tied for sixth in the wildcard chase, and now only a 3-game set with the Phillies separating the team from the trade deadline. Now to Trevor Rogers. Pitched well yesterday, victimized by terrible Oriole defense, including 3 errors. Here he is on his status with the Birds.
As of now, no. But, you know, they know how I feel about this place, and they know how I feel about this organization, this group of guys. It's something that's a little bit out of my control, but, you know, I'd love to stay here. So,
well, we'll see what happens with Trevor Rogers over the weekend. Ravens news and somewhat of a surprise, Baltimore activating Nnamdi Matabike from the PUP list. The All-Pro defensive tackle was on the practice field yesterday, albeit off to the side. Head coach Jesse Minter on what that means going forward.
You know, it's still a process to get ready to play football, and that's something we're going to work through over these next couple weeks. I think everybody has a good feeling about where he's at and where it's headed. But
meanwhile, on the offensive side, the Ravens look sharp in both the pass and the run games, eating up offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's creations. Afterwards, Lamar was at the podium, and he was asked, does the urgency increase for him as his NFL clock ticks?
Absolutely, it does. Each and every year I'm getting older, not younger, so of course, you know, it increases, but it starts now, like I said, on the lounge. It starts now, training camp.
And Lamar will be in his 9th NFL season starting in September. The time now is 6:37. When we return, day one impressions and the roller coaster continues.
Business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
You know, it was an interesting sports day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So first at training camp, first day, impressed with the pace of the camp, or I should say the pace of the day. In other words, the players were ready to roll. The camp was organized. I thought Jesse did a great job of, you know, of collecting everything and making sure that everything was right and ready to go. A couple of little things. Noticed that the offensive linemen were working on the four-point stance. Pardon me one second. You know, mm-hmm. the stance that the offensive linemen get into in short yardage situations a lot, and that was a place where the Ravens fell short last year and actually over the last couple of years. They weren't very good in short yardage situations. They were much better in 24, not so much in 25.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. But then come the afternoon, after practice is over, the Oriole game is on, okay? And I'm outside, and you know this because we live in the same area.
Right.
Over by Glendon School.
Sure.
Right, Bond Avenue.
Uh-huh.
So I'm exercising out there in the heat, and the Orioles are getting killed. And it's 7-0, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to, you know, what is this? You know, like, it's unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, in the span of 10 minutes, the whole thing changes. And they come up with that big rally in the 7th, make it 7-5 off Skubal. And by the time the day is over, you're reveling in an Orioles victory.
At one point, the Tigers had scored 21 consecutive runs.
Over 2 days,
over
right.
Over 2 days. And then, of course, look, there's inconsistently, well, they're consistently inconsistent, I guess. it would be the phrase to use here. They're just it's been a roller coaster ride. Just when you're ready to pronounce the team is dead, you know, they launch a comeback like this. But and now you know, Rodgers says he doesn't want to get traded, which I understand. But at the same time, you have to do something.
I mean, I think it'll be all about the offer. You know, the fact that they haven't given him a contract, or they haven't even offered him a contract, apparently, says a lot.
I'm still looking at this team's defense. It's awful.
Oh, my God. So the box score doesn't do it justice.
Right.
They had three errors in the box score. There were literally six balls that were kicked around, not gotten to, took a bad angle. A single's now a triple,
yep.
You know, and extra bases, and now extra pitches for Trevor Rogers.
Yep.
He pitched well yesterday, and he gave up seven runs. I think four were earned, three
defense
were earned.
Failed him. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Yep. Appreciate the coverage on the Ravens as well. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I'll read some names off to you. Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Morin, Dakara Thompson, and the latest, Esmeralda Perez Mendez. These are all Maryland women, two white women, a black woman, and a Hispanic woman. Illegal aliens know no racial preference. There is no, you know, preferred victim of choice. That they don't care. They kill without any prejudice whatsoever. And now an arrest has been made in the 24-year-old illegal alien, I believe to be from, I think it's Honduras. I'll go back and look at it again in just a second. His name is Darwin Carcamo Santiago. And in Texas, of all places. Of course, Howard County Police said that the victim, Perez Mendez, suffered injuries consistent with strangulation. They believe she may have been killed in the overnight hours in Columbia. And she lives in Tacoma Park. Detectives believe that Carcamo Santiago fled the area, and they announced on Monday they obtained an arrest warrant. He was stopped by a Texas state trooper on Monday afternoon in Waco. The trooper had pulled him over on an unrelated charge. Detectives did not learn the full scope of the case until he was actually booked into jail. At that point, investigators learned he was wanted for murder in the state of Maryland, and the feds lodged a detainer for him for being an illegal alien from Honduras. Here is Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor saying that in this state, had he been pulled over and stopped on a traffic charge, right now, as the law stands, he probably would have been released.
I asked, because of the arrest in Texas, whether this was a criminal illegal alien, and we didn't know until the feds put out a press release, because, in Maryland, we tiptoe around this subject as if it's evil somehow.
Yeah, because the left has made law enforcement evil and the criminals bad. I mean, the criminals are good and law enforcement is bad. And Gaylor says this is still yet another victim here in the state of Maryland.
Here is yet another example of a woman in Maryland losing her life at the hands of a criminal illegal alien. And, you know, had he been picked up here, you know, we wouldn't honor the detainer that ICE just sent to Texas.
Bingo. And there is the difference. So that's the difference. Maryland has become a pro-criminal, criminal-friendly state. And Gaylor makes the point that, look, if you're a criminal, you're an illegal alien, this is the state you're going to want to commit crimes in.
If you want to do this kind of stuff, if you want to be in the country illegally and murder people, Maryland's the place to do it, thanks to our legislature.
And he's absolutely right. And he's talking to me here about this is what they've done in the pro-criminal Maryland General Insane Asylum.
And if indeed, you know, he's guilty and he's convicted of it, that man should never walk freely amongst society ever again. But, you know, in Maryland, we want to coddle criminals, and it's sad.
Yeah, upon his conviction, he should be taken out back and strangled. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So far, no construction. 95 Harford County still clear right here at Route 24. We'll keep an eye on that. You'll have construction if you're coming up from Crofton again today. They started yesterday on Route 3 northbound before you get to 175. And again this morning, blocking the left-hand lane. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. JFX is good. are still clear for under 5 minutes and almost clear completely southbound going into both the Harbor Tunnels and then the junction at 95 and Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. Capitol Beltway, they're still working on a wreck that had a couple of lanes blocked at one point. Inner loop between Branch Avenue and Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Beautiful morning right now. It's nice and cool, low humidity, very dry, temperatures in the 60s, partly sunny. This afternoon in the 80s, and we start warming up Friday. Saturday may be a chance of some showers, but right now 66 in sunshine in Reisterstown, and it is mostly sunny and 70 in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I am allergic to gluten. And today I will be eating this entire jar of cheese.
He grows balls. He grows balls. He grows balls. He grows balls.
Today is National Chili Dog Day.
I'm a chili dog. I guess you guessed by now.
That's James Taylor. But there's another famous song about chili dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember John Cougar Mellencamp?
Yep. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on
outside
a chili
the tasty
dog.
Freeze.
That's right. Maggie, have you ever sucked on a chili dog?
Not that I can recall.
Oh, man, they're good.
Were you ever in Mexico?
Yeah.
No,
have
I haven't.
In a men's locker room.
You like movies about gladiators?
I love chili dogs. They're just amazing.
I mean, it does sound quite tasty, I must say.
I like them loaded up with everything.
Oh,
Checkers
dear.
Has a good chili dog.
And you make fun of me for that?
What? No, chili dogs are great. You know?
Well, yeah, four or five.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of beers.
That's right. Wonder how many chili dogs that Joey Chestnut could put down. Because, you know, you can't dip those in the water and everything. You lose everything.
No, no. I still think you could probably do 25 or 30 with no problem.
Probably. Tostitos is celebrating football season with NFL team bags and a few flavors as well. The new official chip and dip sponsor of the NFL rolling out the NFL team bags featuring packaging that lets fans represent franchises like the Bears, Giants, and Seahawks. I'm not sure if the Ravens are listed in this or not yet. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see the full reveal. Beginning August 10th, fans can scan their QR codes found on select bags, packaging, and in-store displays for a chance to win NFL team-inspired prizes as well. So, again, they are the Tostitos also is expanding its lineup of two new products just in time for tailgates and football parties. Yep. Spicy queso blanco flavored tortilla chips.
Oh, blanco.
Ooh, blanco.
And the chunky guacamole mild and medium hint of lime flavored dip.
Ooh,
now
that's a piffer.
That's a mouthful. Buffalo Wild Wings signature wing sauces are headed to the snack aisle. So you've got Parmesan garlic, medium buffalo, and Asian zing.
Asian flavor.
Zing. Yes. What it does to you later.
Yeah. It's like, gotta go. I'm singing.
Torpedoes loose.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, Heritage Smokehouse in Covens is now moving away from the city. They're moving out to Baltimore County in September, we are told. In Jacksonville.
That's me!
That's you. So you're going to get a nice little Heritage Smokehouse barbecued meat and cold beer.
Oh, my!
At the Heritage Smokehouse. They're right there.
And deep rock and roll.
Yeah. So that's, I'm not sure why they decided to relocate. I think maybe they lost their lease or something, but we'll see. But that's good stuff. Have you ever had it? No,
never had it, but now I well, certainly. That's,
really good.
That's my place.
Really good barbecue, if you like good barbecue.
They'll have a stool sitting there waiting for you.
Yes. Upside down.
Oh, wow. Seating for four?
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. Do you believe that Dr. Fauci will be held accountable for his alleged crimes? And there are many. Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@WCBM.com. Or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer this morning, Michelle, is sitting in for Kristen, who's on vacation. Kristen comes back tomorrow here on the program. So just getting your thoughts here on what will happen, if anything, to the Dr. Fauci after still yet another round before Congress. We'll have more on that coming up at the top of the hour as well. But here we're talking about this, this, just think of this scenario. You got a guy that's strangled, this illegal alien, strangled this poor woman to death in Howard County. He flees the county. Now, he could have been stopped anywhere in the state of Maryland before he got to Texas, 1,400 miles away. So at some point, he could have been stopped, pulled over by a state trooper, or maybe even a local municipal, maybe a county, Howard County, Montgomery County Police, whatever. And he could have been taken in. He could have been arrested. At that point, based on the law now in Maryland, they're not supposed to cooperate with immigration with the feds. They're not supposed to reach out. They're not supposed to call them. They're not supposed to fax them or send an email, anything about, hey, I've got this individual here. Do you have any federal wants and warrants on this guy? And that's how you find out that, oh, yeah, the guy's in the country illegally. We're going to put a detainer on him. Please hold him, and so on and so forth. But you wouldn't have known that. If you didn't have that ability. In Texas, they did that. They arrested him and they took him in and they then ran a wants and warrants, a background check on him. And they found that he was wanted for murder here in the state of Maryland. So who knows? I mean, it's possible that they could have picked him up, but then likely it's a tough state now to catch, criminals in because of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, they caught the Canton Flasher in the act.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna calling on state attorneys general to bring charges against Dr. Mengele Fauci for crimes against humanity. Well, I wouldn't hold your breath on Anthony Brown here in the state of Maryland. He would rather go up on some, pardon the pun, trumped-up charge against our president than to hold this monster accountable for what he did. Again, and we're going to get to it at the top of the hour, the specific examples that Rand Paul laid out yesterday of his early gain-of-function research, which was resulted in a transmittable avian flu disease into the CCP virus, which killed literally over 1 million Americans. 7 million people killed worldwide. Again, Hitler killed 6 million people, okay? Was deemed a absolute monster. Dr. Fauci's actions resulted in the death of 7 million people worldwide because of this game. If you don't do gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab, this never happens. It never happens. So keep that in mind. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, a little bit slow yet. Had the wreck that was between Branch Avenue and Indian Head Highway, so not far from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So anybody south from 214 at Central Avenue headed that way, we're still getting some brake lights there at the scene. Beltway locally looks good. Nothing major, but a few brake lights pretty much any time now with the heavier traffic going south on 895. And then the junction downtown is clear. Made a quick swing towards Annapolis very quickly, all nice and quiet on the Bay Bridge, over towards the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97 with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, really nice morning this morning with temperatures in the 60s, a mixture of clouds and sun this afternoon, highs in the 80s. Going to warm up on Friday and Saturday with a chance, of course, showers on Saturday. But right now, it is a glorious morning, partly sunny. It's 67 in Ellicott City, 66 in Reisterstown. Well, for the people who live in Canton, especially the women, a month-long search for a suspected flasher has ended with his arrest this week, bringing relief and maybe some lingering unease to residents who said they had been sharing stories and surveillance video in hopes they were could identify this pervert. BPD announced Tuesday 49-year-old Jason Morgan was arrested on 3 counts of indecent exposure. Police said Morgan was arrested at a residence in Harford County, where he remains jailed after a judge denied him bail. Residents reacted Wednesday, learning about his arrest.
Definitely glad they're able to catch him and get him off the street. Makes the community feel safe.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. I'm glad that they figured out who it was and took care of it. I mean, it's just bizarre.
This guy was running around buck naked. He'd wear like a shirt or a t-shirt, but from the waist down, he was laid it all out, so to speak. This is something that, and I understand this individual had done this on previous occasion. He had priors. In fact, he should have been registered as a sex offender, because back several years ago, he was in Ocean City flashing his genitalia to unsuspecting women there. And so somebody like that ought to be locked up. Samantha Pollitt, she's the one that shared these videos that she captured of the man. She initially posted them to the community's website. She was a little bit hesitant, as you might imagine, to contact police, but after an encounter outside her home, she decided to alert authorities and the media.
I never thought they would ever find him or do anything about it. I'm glad that the police took it seriously, and they've been very responsive to me.
So she had been sharing videos that other people in the community in Canton were sharing and trying to get this guy, ID'd and recognized and perhaps arrested. And then all of a sudden she's sitting on the stoop of her home one day and, there he is.
I was sitting on my stoop at my house. He came up and said, or was doing what he does. I didn't see him at first, and then I did, and I said, "Why do you keep doing this?" And he said, "You're gorgeous. I've been watching," and that scared me.
Yeah, apparently he had done this to a woman in Ocean City and said something along the lines of, "You're gorgeous," or "You're really pretty," and then he said, quote, "Don't worry, it grows," end of quote. What do you charge a guy with, lack of evidence? I mean, or assault with a dead weapon? I mean, I don't know what what happens in this case. But Paulette said that she was kind of worried that nothing would ever happen, but she is crediting BPD for their response and glad that they've taken this perv off the streets.
The main thing I was worried about is it went from I thought it was like just a drunk person doing a prank to now I don't know if this person is going to attack someone, because how are you walking around butt naked?
Yeah, so here's the problem. And obviously, this is a guy that's exposing himself, indecent exposure to women, but I would venture a guess that you could go through Canton any night, maybe even Fells Point, and see all sorts of indecent exposures as people have relieved themselves in some of these neighborhoods, coming out of the bars and so on and so forth. But that's just, again, I'm glad they were able to catch him. And, again, you certainly wouldn't want this to happen to your mother or to your grandmother or sister or wife, for that matter. Maybe I'm just surprised that there hasn't been some street justice that had been meted out in this particular case. So you can call and let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Morgan's case has now been expected to be transferred to Baltimore City, where he's expected to receive another bail review hearing today. But as I said, he has got multiple prior arrests for indecent exposure. Of course, he is a registered sex offender. And I'm not sure whether he registered in the Canton neighborhood or not, but that is something that he should have been doing. And maybe they'll take him off the streets, or maybe they'll get the necessary help that he needs, and so he's not able to terrorize any more women in Baltimore, especially in Canton area as well. All right, still to come here on the program, coming up next, we will take a look at the Dr. Fauci, his fatal conflict of interest, and how he was set up to profit and did offer people's misery and death. We'll also take a look at the DJS. New data sparking questions about how many juvenile thugs are actually being detained when they're actually caught in the commission of crimes. Wes Moore and the Maryland Democrats have announced $65 million more in electric bill rebates, but there's a catch. We'll tell you what that is. Republicans in the state are accusing Maryland Democrats of legislative malpractice as the special session gets ready to open up on Monday. And Mackenzie Frost is going to preview her in-depth report tonight on Fox 45. So we've got a lot of ground to cover. Stay with us here on Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. retaliates for Iran's targeting of American troops in Jordan earlier this week. U.S. Central Command says a number of Iranian military-related targets were struck overnight. Inflation fears and the Iran war, sending oil prices higher while stocks tumble. The Dow fell more than 1,100 points yesterday. The blue chip index suffering its biggest loss in over a year. The Federal Reserve voting to hold the line on interest rates. Russia has unleashed a devastating overnight attack on Ukraine.
The onslaught of ballistic missiles and drones has been going on for hours. Explosions were first reported in Kyiv shortly before midnight local time. Several fires broke out and the authorities have been urging people to remain in shelters. As the night has gone on, waves of cruise missiles and drones have been reported heading for targets across the country. First to the central cities of Dnipro and Kryvyi Rih, but soon as far west as Lviv, where two apartment buildings have been damaged.
The BBC's Ali McConnell. There will be no Senate committee vote today on Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche. Votes been canceled. Two Republicans, Senators John Cornyn and Tom Tillis, threatening no votes. He delivered a lengthy statement, but then refused to answer any questions. Dr. Anthony Fauci appearing before a Senate panel investigating the origins of COVID-19. Fauci repeatedly took the fifth. Senator Rand Paul says Fauci owes Americans an apology for his handling of the pandemic.
Instead of an apology, you have for years avoided responsibility.
And Paul raises the possibility of Fauci being held in contempt of Congress. Progress in the battle against raging wildfires in southwest France. 84,000 of the evacuees now being allowed to return to their homes. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 154 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 298. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Karen and Michael Collins were in their 20s. They were newly married, and Michael found out he had cancer, stage 4. They're members of MediShare, and MediShare came through for them, not just financially.
But they called, and they said, hey, we know you're going through treatment. We just wanted to call and pray for you. And it rocked my world.
MediShare was a blessing to us because they just made it so easy.
Call now, and you'll see why so many Christians have made the switch to MediShare. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Bible.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Wreck on the Capitol Beltway is cleared, but some backing is still there. The wreck was on the inner loop in Prince George's County between Branch Avenue and Indian Head Highway. It's gone, but there's still some slowing as you're heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The west side outer loop beltway locally with some brake lights now filling in between I-70 and Route 40. Both the tunnels are still running without any major problems right now. And the BW Parkway looks good. We just looked at it northbound at 197. That's clear. And southbound is running okay from Arundel Mills Boulevard down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Falston and 67 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. For hours at one of Baltimore's Metro Subway Link stations, the fare gates stood open. Fox 45 reports that passengers streamed through, and the station attendant was nowhere in sight, and Maryland's transit agency could not explain to Spotlight on Maryland how many of those riders had actually paid. The observations, repeated at multiple stations over a few days, raise broader questions about accountability, as Maryland continues investing millions of dollars in a transit system where the agency has not disclosed how often fares are inspected, how much revenue is lost to fare evasion, or how it measures compliance when gates are left open. After receiving complaints from riders about routinely open fare gates and inconsistent station staffing, Spotlight on Maryland visited five Metro Subway Link stations over multiple days. They observed open gates at every station visited, including one that remained open for more than 2 hours at Charles Center Station while dozens of people entered the system. And an illegal immigrant from Honduras accused of killing his girlfriend in Colombia over the weekend was taken into custody without incident in Texas Monday afternoon. The Maryland Lottery pick three was 014. The pick four, 4693. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then it worked. Now the minimum payment is a lot higher. And in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment? And replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment. You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage and they think, that's not for me. So nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Burrs with an epic comeback yesterday, down 7 in the 7th to Tarek Skubal and the Tigers. Come up with 5 in that frame, 2 in the 8th to tie, and eventually win it 10-9 and 12 on a Colton Cowser single. The largest Oriole comeback win in 17 years. Post-game reaction first from Cowser on the team getting to Tarek Skubal.
I think we did it all with two outs there, it felt like, and JJ had a great at-bat. I mean, everyone had great at-bats that inning. Kobe hit what should have been a homer, it felt like, but stayed in the ballpark, but yeah, just super proud of our guys for staying resilient and, could kind of feel the tie turning there.
And then the manager, 3 games now before the deadline with a message to Oriole fans.
Sometimes it's tough. I get it from the fan base, but our guys don't quit. They don't give up. Still a lot of season left, you know. So for us, we're just trying to win every game and compete each day and see where we're at the end of the year. And, you know, like I said before, I like our guys and I would bet on our guys.
All right, the Birds are off today. The Phillies are in town for 3 beginning tomorrow. tomorrow night at Camden Yards. Meanwhile, day one in Owings Mills yesterday, a lot of energy on the field and at the podium afterwards. All-pro safety Kyle Hamilton was asked if he was ever on a team where the D coordinator doesn't call the plays.
Yeah, I've never had that in my football career. Jesse makes it somewhat seamless, and the adjustment process was minimal, if there was any.
Ravens practicing a lot in five DB sets. There are 19 defensive backs on the 90-man roster right now. And finally, sports blotter news for you. A Maryland youth basketball coach and five teenage boys from the D.C. area are facing charges after authorities say they conspired to steal snacks and drinks from a 7-Eleven while in Florida for an AAU basketball tournament. The coach has been identified as Malik Abdul-Harvey, 27 years of age, Bryans Road, Maryland, was arrested for child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and resisting an officer without violence. The five players, by the way, four from D.C., one from Lanham, Maryland, all ages 16 or 17. Coming up in 30 minutes, Declan Doyle has wiped the slate clean, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer this morning is Michelle Drusella, sitting in for the vacationing Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Wes Moore and the Democrats want to give $65 million in electric bill rebates. But there is a catch, and we'll tell you what that catch is. DGS data sparking questions about how many of these juvenile thugs are actually getting detained when they're caught in the act. But our top story here today, once again, we're looking at Dr. Fauci. And again, yesterday, not much from him yesterday on the Hill, but clearly Senator Rand Paul, many of the Republicans, Democrats were once again, I don't know why they think this is a issue that is going to benefit them, because I think most Americans now agree that what happened during the COVID, which again started back in 2020, and lasted for several years through two administrations, it was a time we'd all like to forget. The schools were shut down. Many of us lost loved ones. Many of us took jabs. Some others did not take the jab. Some got sick. Some didn't. We lost our ability to worship freely in our churches and synagogues, etc. It was a horrific time to go through this pandemic or planned pandemic. Remember, Fauci had warned back in 2017 that President Trump was going to face an epidemic or pandemic in the near future. How did he know? Well, because he was responsible for this gain-of-function research. And Senator Paul put him on notice yesterday while he was sitting at his table waiting during the testimony about what was inside a red folder right in front of Fauci's face.
In the red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
And coming up next, and this is the big question we're going to get to next hour, is now there will be a vote in Congress whether or not to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress. And if that's the case, if that passes, then there will be a referral to the Justice Department for the prosecution of Dr. Fauci, just like they did with Steve Bannon and Dr. Peter Navarro that they were invoking executive privilege. They weren't refusing to comply. They just, their excuse was, it didn't matter. The Biden administration went after them. The Justice Department went after them. They were tried, convicted, and each of them went to jail for 4 months in federal penitentiaries. I think at the very least, this would be a great example to show us no one, including Dr. Fauci, is above the law. In a minute, we'll tell you how he may profit in the millions, if not billions, of dollars from what he did as the White House COVID czar, if you will. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
On the advice of my counsel, I refuse to answer any questions on traffic.
Yeah, you may want to get Gelfman.
I just thought I would take the fifth. I thought it meant something else.
To the fifth.
Yes. I wouldn't mind a fifth ride. That would be all right. There's a fire call in the city. I don't think there's much to it, but they're queuing up right there, Broadway and Pratt Street over on the southeast side. You'll see them. They're already there, and they're checking something in a building at that location. So just a heads up, a number of pieces of equipment on the scene. Beltway still running just fine. Even the west side is not bad right here from I-70. It's a gorgeous day. It's very nice. Some areas may be getting some bright sunshine south and eastbound, but all the lanes are open. Tunnels have been good this morning. No major problems through Annapolis. Even just checked at the top of the hill and still clear on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, a gorgeous start to the day today, and it's going to be up in the 60s under partly sunny skies this afternoon, in the 80s rather. Right now we're in the 60s. It'll be much warmer on Friday, and then Saturday warmer with a chance of some showers in the forecast as well. Right now, sunny, 68 in downtown Baltimore. It is 68 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, we have CENTCOM releasing footage from a powerful response to Iran's attempted attack on U.S. forces in the region after President Trump vowed yesterday to beat the effing blank out of them. Really harsh language, as being reported by Trey Yingst of Fox News. And again, I don't know what it's going to take, but you are pretty much going to have to decimate the IRGC, all their targets, all their ability to wage war, both inside and out of the country, I think, before they will knuckle under. The president's still trying to thread the needle here as far as, you know, hit them hard. He did it for 13 straight days, back off for 2 days, see if they're ready to come to the peace table. They respond with more attacks on U.S. forces. I think they've already given us our answer, and I think the president is losing patience with Iran and this peace process as well. The president also addressing several of the current issues in the news. Yesterday, of course, Dr. Fauci was on the grill before the U.S. Senate, and a question came up on Fauci's refusal to answer questions. Here's what the president said about Fauci and Biden's auto-pen pardon of him.
The most powerful thing the president has, they say, is the power of pardon. So he was pardoned by Biden, and I respect that. I know how powerful it is. It's a very powerful. They say it's literally the most powerful thing a president has. Now, whether or not I sign my things directly, always, almost everything I sign directly. You're witness to many of them. He signed very few. The only thing I know that he signed was Hunter Biden's pardon. But I'm not sure that he signed, he probably didn't sign this one. So I can't tell you what the law is. I've heard that you have to have a lot of proof. You need to have letters. You need to have all sorts of things that the person operating the auto pen has to know exactly what it's all about. He didn't know what it was about because I saw him testify. So maybe there's something on the auto pen. Other than that, the power of pardon is very powerful.
And then he was asked, what about his invoking the Fifth Amendment? The president said, and I quote, "Look, I've never been a big fan of Fauci. Why he did that was very simple. His lawyer told him to. I don't know if he would have been better off not doing it. There are a lot of questions that I guess he could have answered. Some maybe he didn't feel comfortable answering, but his lawyer told him to do that. And, of course, President Trump is very familiar with lawyers. And when you've been criminally charged with felonies, and that's what is at stake here for Fauci. As to the Save America Act, which still languishes in the U.S. Senate, led by Thune the buffoon, that won't even allow a recess appointment for the president of his own party, this guy is bad news. If you think the ousted speaker, former speakers, you remember Sovereign John, Kevin McCarthy, etc., they got them out. This guy makes them, look child's work, I'm telling you right now. But finally, I think Trump may have seen enough of John Thune. Here's a report.
Do you think Senate Majority Leader John Thune, after the comments you heard regarding Save America and some other stuff, do you think he's still the man for the job?
Well, we're going to find out, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And so, again, kind of cryptic, but you read between the lines there. Thune, I think, might be on thin ice. Or maybe should we call it Thune ice? I don't know. Well, just President Trump reacting to the Attorney General nominee, Todd Blanche. His nomination is trouble. Again, not because of Democrats, but because of Republicans like John Cornyn and Tom Tillis. President reacting yesterday.
All I can say is Todd Blanche is outstanding, and I thought it was pretty routine because he's so good. He just wouldn't find a better person. So I don't know. Maybe John Cornyn's upset with me because I didn't endorse him. I don't know what it is, but I haven't heard that there's a problem. I heard he's going through quite nicely.
And while Mayor Scott and Governor Moore like to take credit for the reduction in homicides and non-fatal shootings in Baltimore and Maryland, respectively, we find out this year a new mid-year report confirms homicides are again on track to reach the lowest level in more than a century in the nation. Building on last year's extraordinary progress in delivering one of President Trump's core promises to restore law and order, violent crime is collapsing. Americans are seeing the results every day, safer neighborhoods, fewer victims, and the decisive end of a crime surge that scarred the last decade. We're at a 125-year low. Homicides in D.C. could reach the lowest level since 1990. In New Orleans, they're on pace for the lowest murder count in decades. A new report shows crime trending down in Minneapolis. They're down 18%. Overall, carjackings down 47%, motor vehicle thefts down 20%, robberies down 17%, and residential burglaries are down 13%, thanks to the president's policies and the introduction of the National Guard in D.C., Memphis, New Orleans, and elsewhere. And again, we still have a juvenile crime problem here in the state of Maryland and a criminal illegal alien problem as well. Stay tuned. That's the way it went down. 557 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, Rand Paul reminds us of what Fauci actually did with gain-of-function research and how Fauci may profit from it all.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
no. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro! Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Minutes after the hour here on KC and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. At least 24 juvenile arrests have been announced across Baltimore City and Baltimore County within the last couple of months. Many of those were for crimes that happened within the last 2 weeks. Most were also for violent crimes. So we just tell you about national the crime is declining, but here in Baltimore City and Maryland, juvenile crime is exploding. Two juveniles have been arrested for murder. 15-year-old arrested for the murder of Tyana Pierce. In another case, a 16-year-old was arrested for the murder of 35-year-old Quentin McClellan. A 17-year-old charged with attempted murder in a double shooting in West Baltimore. A 15-year-old charged with carjacking in the 5300 block of York Road. A total of three 16-year-old males arrested for handgun violations, including after gunfire erupted near Broadway Market in Fells Point. And the hits just keep on coming. And we're going to hear coming up in the next segment about how the DGS data is sparking a lot of questions. Raleigh was bad. I don't know if Betsy Fox Valentino is any better as Secretary of Department of Juvenile Services. 7:23. Let's get the latest update in Thursday morning rush hour. Here is Lugnuts Johnson.
We're getting some brake lights now on the Beltway, but nothing major. No incidents right now. Parkville side at Hartford Road, the inner loop towards Green Spring and the JFX, and coming down from Liberty Road through I-70 and towards Route 40 with all the lanes open. 895 right now. Doing just fine. No problems. Now looking at the camera on the south end at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Good there, and all four lanes are coming into the tunnel, and most of the traffic in the morning is, of course, on the southbound side. City Fire is still out. They have an investigation, so be careful. Southeast side, they're just around the intersection at Broadway and Pratt. I don't think they're going to be there much longer, but for right now, some flashing lights in the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous start to the day. Going to be pretty nice today. Dry, low humidity, partly sunny, and highs in the 80s. Warming up tomorrow and Saturday as well, with a chance of showers maybe this weekend. Sunny and 68 in Forest Hill, 68 in Middle River. Senator Rand Paul yesterday at the beginning in his opening statement, before Fauci even had a chance to plead the fifth, reminded him of his dangerous gain-of-function research, how he embraced it, how he funded it, and how he covered it up and lied about it to Congress and to the American people.
Your primary concern was avoiding culpability. Your primary concern was hiding the fact that you had approved the funding for this dangerous research. Your support of gain-of-function research is extensive and long-standing. In 2011, your agency funded Ron Fauci's laboratory when it mutated the avian flu until it could spread through the air between mammals. This was the tipping point. This is when others became worried. You funded this. You advocated for this. The federal government's own biosecurity board, though, recommended withholding the details of these experiments because of the danger the research posed. People were concerned that publishing it was publishing a roadmap to creating bioweapons around the world. But you sided with the gain-of-function scientist Fauci and argued that the benefits of publishing the research far outweighed the risks.
Yeah, and so that was the first time that he dabbled in gain-of-function research, and then it became dangerous, and they outlawed it, again, the Obama administration, and he found a way to circumvent it in the avian flu, and then did it again with the Wuhan CCP virus as well. We'll hear more about that in the next hour. But I want to tell you, why would he do it? Why would you be motivated to do that? Well, he's going to tell you this was in the interest of public health, but we know that it was too dangerous to be in the interest of public health. Dr. Fauci may have been motivated by money. After he had retired in 2022, this is, again, excellent investigative report from Natalie Winters, in which she is, he joined a stealth vaccine startup company in 2023. The Biden administration then awarded more than $28 million for this company to develop mRNA shots targeting viruses with pandemic potential. In 2025, Eli Lilly agreed to buy that same company that he was an advisor for $1.55 billion. Now, whether Fauci stands to profit remains intentionally hidden. We don't know what options, what contract, what share, what salary. That has not been made available, according to Natalie Winters. But this advisory group, he joined, of a secretive mRNA vaccine company, gets the Biden. Not only did the Biden give them $28 million, it was filled and stacked with Biden administration employees. By the way, Fauci's own curriculum vitae confirms his position as the scientific advisory group member of the vaccine company, Inc. And you look at it, and other people in the Biden White House were there as well. Sonia Bernstein was the vaccine company's chief financial officer. Longtime NIAID vaccine official Julie Ledgerwood was the chief medical officer. Bernstein served as a senior policy advisor in the Biden White House. And Ledgerwood spent 18 years at NIAID under Dr. Fauci. The NIH identified her as deputy director and chief medical officer of NIAID's Vaccine Research Center. She also oversaw the NIH site participating in the first clinical trial of Moderna's COVID vaccine. So we the advanced research project under Biden's government awarded $28 million to this company for a project known as AFAVE. And it was to vaccinate against what are called flaviviruses, which include West Nile, dengue, Zika, and yellow fever as well. And we now know that and it was also for this money was sent towards existing and unknown viral threats that were going to be treated with mRNA jabs. The federal award funded mRNA and lipid nanoparticle technology. The company is also advancing an mRNA Epstein-Barr vaccine as well. And early scrutiny, when they were given this contract out, missed Fauci's role and involvement. In fact, the company reportedly listed a Maryland post office box and moved among several addresses while receiving tens of millions of dollars in federal funding. This needs to be investigated fully by Congress to see what, if there was influence peddling going on here or what have you. But again, we don't know how much Fauci would get under this, but it stinks to high heaven. All right, I'm going to tell you about our good friends, Mayor and Mayortown Appliance. They, of course, if you are a contractor, if you're working on the build or big redesign right now, you have the right partners making all the difference. And that's why you need to look into Town Appliance, their trade program, built for pros like builders, contractors, interior designers, multifamily property owners. They will handle delivery nationwide. You get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored to your specific project. Over 70 different brands to choose from, everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Give Town Appliance a call, text them, go online, townappliance.com to get started. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that an illegal immigrant from Honduras accused of killing his girlfriend in Columbia, Maryland over the weekend was taken into custody without incident in Texas Monday afternoon. Darwin Carcamo Santiago, 24, is charged with first and second degree murder in the killing of Esmeralda Perez Mendez, 35, of Tacoma Park. And Maryland education leaders on Tuesday released the latest round of state test results, known as MCAP, the Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program. But beyond the numbers, there's another issue drawing attention. State leaders are now acknowledging it's become difficult to answer a basic question. Are Maryland students making long-term academic progress? When analyzing the 2026 MCAP scores during the board meeting Tuesday, there was an obvious concern, first brought up by board member Dr. Peggy Carr. And as concerns over juvenile crime continue across Maryland, new data reviewed by Fox 45 News raises questions about how often the agency recommends continued detention for young offenders charged with violent crimes. During a recent interview with Fox 45 News, Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino defended the agency's approach, arguing the department is making progress and working to rebuild public trust through greater transparency. And at least 24 juvenile arrests have been announced across the city and Baltimore County within the past couple of months. Many of the arrests announced were for crimes that happened within this time frame, and most were also for violent crimes. In Baltimore City, two juveniles have been arrested for murder. A 15-year-old was arrested for the murder of Tiana Pierce. In another unrelated case, officials announced the arrest of a 16-year-old for the murder of 35-year-old Quentin McClellan. It's 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings?
Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on KCA Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be an incident here on 895 South. I haven't seen it yet. The camera is pointing directly down at O'Donnell Street. It looks like there may have been something between O'Donnell Street and the bridge where I-95 crosses over. Could have been a wreck, could have been a broken down vehicle, but it was slowing and now it's moving again just a little better in the last couple of minutes. But be prepared if you're coming south on 895 from Urban Avenue near O'Donnell Street. You'll start to back down, but it is now beginning to recede just a bit. Come back and check on that in about 10 minutes. The new wreck in the city over on the east side now, North Point Road at Urban Avenue. That would be to the east of Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, just when you thought it was over and had lost all hope, the birds kind of reel you back in.
0-2 here, Mayo to center field. That's driven deep. Baez racing back at the wall. It's off the fence. The Orioles are going to tie this game. And Mayo will head to third with a tying triple.
Off a righty, no less. Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Mayo's two-run triple. A lot of triples in this series. Love a good triple. Tied it at 7 in the 7th, and the Birds would go on to author their largest comeback win in 17 years. 10-9 was the final in 12 innings yesterday over Detroit. Meanwhile, Trevor Rogers deserved better than a no decision. 7 runs allowed in 6 innings pitched, but only 4 earned, with the Birds committing 3 errors, and they kicked some other balls around that didn't show up in the box score. Rogers was asked if there has been any contract negotiations with the team.
But, you know, they know how I feel about this place. And they know how I feel about this organization, this group of guys. So, it's something that's a little bit out of my control, but, you know, I would love to stay here. So.
Rogers is a free agent at season's end. The trade deadline is 6 p.m. on Monday. Elsewhere in baseball, one of the O's competitors in the bumper car race, otherwise known as the wild card race in the American League, is the Mariners, who were in L.A. last night taking on Los Angeles.
Leaves this one over the plate for Páez. Hooked in the air, deep left field, and gone. It's another home run. Andy Páez with his first one of the second half.
Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. Páez, 18th of the year, got the Dodgers on the board early on their way to a 4-2 win over Seattle. The Mariners and the Orioles both now 2.5 back in the muddle. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, offense looked sharp yesterday overall, led by Lamar, who was asked post-practice on the new offense under Declan Doyle. Did anything carry over from year over year?
No, I don't think we carried over anything, man. It's Deck like a wizard. You know, he's trying to get the best out of all of us, you know, not just the quarterbacks, but every aspect of the offense. And I feel like he's doing a great job at that, challenging us each and every play, you know, even with the huddle, how the huddle is set up. He's challenging us, man, get to the line of scrimmage fast.
Meanwhile, safety Kyle Hamilton commenting on Lamar, noticing some nuances in the quarterback's game.
Technically, schematically, the under center, it feels very natural from my perspective for him. Just play fakes, running out of every handoff like he has the ball. It's just little stuff like that that he's been very intentional about.
And a reminder that the Ravens will practice Saturday at CQ Stadium in College Park. 11 a.m. is the practice. The gates open at 9:30 a.m. The time now is 7:37. When we return, I just don't see how they can sell.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
So if you'll recall, last year at the trade deadline, the O's sent nine players off, right, from the 25-man roster. They restocked the minor leagues. They got all these arms and everything. I just don't see how they sell this year. After they restocked the minors last year with all these high prospects, if they sell this year, that will be two straight years that they sold. They're only 2.5 games out. I know they're not a good team.
Out of what?
Wait, hold on. I know they're not a good team, okay? But nobody's really a good team this year. The AL is a muddle.
Well, the Yankees are pretty good. The Dodgers are pretty good. You talking about the AL East specifically?
I'm talking about the AL in general. Okay. You got the Rays. You got the Yankees are okay. They got a lot of injuries. You know, let me tell you something. After the Rays, I don't see anybody in the American League, to be honest with you. So, my point is, you can't give up the ship now.
Well, you're in direct contradiction. The Baltimore Sun writer, Josh Tolentino, is saying you got to sell.
Well, what does he know?
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you sell? You're 2.5 out of a potential playoff spot. Okay, you sold it all off last year.
Yeah, but
if you sell it again this year, you're admitting that you stink.
Yeah, well, hello. I mean, sometimes you have to be self-aware.
But the owner,
unlike the owner, who's,
the owner's very, very pleased.
Yeah, very, very pleased. I'm sure he's pleased being two games, three games, whatever is under 500. Attendance figures are down. This is another maybe waste or loss of a year. We'll have to wait and see. I still think they're not going to make it. You can't play defense the way they play. You can't pitch. What's their team ERA? 4.5? It's got to be close to that, if not.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Actually, the team ERA is probably not bad because the starters have been great.
Yeah.
Listen, answer me this, because you've been around for a long time, okay? How is it that the owner, that can two things be true at the same time, okay? Can the owner be very, very pleased while the fan base is very, very displeased?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yeah. It's happening right now.
It's happening now.
It is happening now. The question is, you know, I don't know, but if you stock up in the minor leagues and you get some arms, they desperately need pitching, but they do have to get back to fundamental baseball because they're not playing it right now.
Do not sell.
All right. Gary says, do not sell. The Baltimore Sun reporter saying, sell, sell, sell. So we'll see.
Let's have them on.
Whose mindset wins the day.
All right.
7:40, 20 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. New data sparking questions about detention factors for Utes at the Department of Juvenile Services. Again, when Betsy Fox Tolentino took over for Vinny Schiraldi, she changed the policy that if involved juveniles, if they're already wearing ankle monitors, then if they're under this policy, if they're wearing an ankle monitor and they're arrested again while wearing that ankle monitor, that's the first problem, for certain offenses, they're then detained initially until their next court hearing, when a judge would then determine whether they should remain in custody or be released. Well, the data's in. And looking at it, where a juvenile was arrested, detained, and placed on pretrial supervision, there were 22 first-degree assault cases in 2025. 11 were detained at intake, but DJS recommended only 6 be actually detained at a court hearing. Of 32 armed robbery cases, 20 juveniles were initially detained. DJS recommended continued detention in only 8 cases. For handgun offenses, 28 of 30 were detained immediately after arrest, but DJS recommended continued detention for just 10 cases. So there is a big disconnect between actual initial detention and actual detention based on DJS recommendations. Mackenzie Frost's Fox 45 caught up with Betsy Fox Tolentino to ask her about that public perception of juvenile crime out of control.
Do you think public perception will ever meet the reality that you believe is happening when you look at the data?
You know, it's our job to try to sort of paint the full picture, right? You know, we want to make sure the community and our constituents and our young people and our families have access to all the information, which is why we publish our data. We want to be really transparent. And I think that's part of the trust building process. But we are building trust and credibility. We are making progress.
Again, the other thing really is this risk assessment tool that they're using. And I think that there's a fly in the ointment there, but she went on to say and tell Mackenzie that these recommended detentions are basically what they say, what they're saying are best practices.
So we are able to pull all that data and take a look at it, whether it's a county in, you know, on the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, or the Baltimore City, to see how those decisions are being made and if they're being made consistently across the state.
Are they?
Yes, we do find a lot of consistency, but we also, when we dig in, sometimes find areas where we need to improve, and then we address those areas very clearly and intentionally.
Do you think those areas where improvement could be necessary is part of the public perception problem when they hear about a young person who wasn't detained or they were released the next day and those decisions were made based on perhaps an error in the instrument used?
We don't see errors in the instrument used. We did see an opportunity to make changes, and we made changes early on, not in the tool, but how we were utilizing the tool to make sure that tool and our recommendations aligned with risk. For example, when I started the role, a low risk and medium risk young person sort of had the same recommendation. Now they don't. We change that to make sure that the recommendations do follow the as risk increases.
But still, obviously, she might have some blinders on here based on who's governor. But clearly, there are errors being made in these initial detention risk assessments, and of course the recommendations being made by the DJS, because you still have people, youths, being released back out on the street committing multiple crimes. They are probably the highest rate of repeat offenders right now. I don't have the data on that, but we'll have to go back and look. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, but you must call now. Get the match wits with Michelle, Maggie, and Chuckles. Speaking of which, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuckles Johnson.
895 is still slowing right here at O'Donnell Street. They never did change the camera to go south to see exactly why or what they're looking at. Had suspected it's either an accident or a broken down vehicle southbound between O'Donnell Street and the bridge where I-95 crosses. They're obviously looking at something, because after that, we're totally clear going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. So there is a delay right there. Eventually they'll figure it out, and maybe they can get the camera down there and get a look at it. But in the meantime, we're stop and go right there. City police with a wreck at North Point Road at Erdman Avenue on the east side. Yeah, Beltway now slowed up a little bit as you're moving on the outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop towards Green Spring, and the west side, I would still call that Liberty Road, down through the ramps at I-70 and eventually towards Route 40 West. Now, let me see what this is I just spotted here. Hold on just 1 second. Have you got a second?
Sure.
Looks like there's an incident here on the ramp from 95 northbound on the ramp to Route 24, and everybody's just sitting still, and whatever it is blocking the ramp. It's a really bright sunshine right there, northbound 95 onto Route 24. Just now starting to move. Might be construction related, but there's a backup there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. A nice start to the day today as we are in the 60s, moving up to the 80s today, mid to upper 80s, mixture of clouds and sun. And then it's going to warm up on Friday and maybe some showers on Saturday. Right now, we're looking at partly sunny skies. It is 70 downtown Baltimore, 70 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner today. We have Sue in Federalsburg. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go last.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Good morning and go last.
All right. Story number one, a staggering number of arrests being announced by ICE out of Houston, Texas, first 2 weeks of July. 259 criminal illegal aliens. from all sorts of gangs, including the MS-13, Tango Blast, the Paisas, the Southwest Ho-Hos, the Brown Pride Locos, Mary 18, and the Tiny Boys. Combined total 640 arrests in 2 weeks in Houston, Texas alone.
So what do they sound like when they go to rob you? Hey, put your hands up.
Well, the Elric Road, put your hands up.
Hands
up, you little bastard.
Story two, Yazoo City, Missouri. In an effort to drum up more excitement and engagement, members of a congregation, a local church there, Eighth Baptist Church, announced the traditional weekly offering would be replaced with a 50-50 raffle, creating quite a buzz among congregants, and the first 2 weeks of collections have been off the charts, according to the local pastor. Hmm. And story three, it is President Trump who should be deported, so says Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, speaking at a recent speech. She said that Trump is, with his unlawful ICE agency, should be rounded up and deported out of the country. All right, story one is nearly 260 criminal illegal aliens arrested in Houston 2 weeks alone. Story two, church replaces weekly offering with a 50-50 raffle. Or story three, Ilhan Omar now says Trump should be deported. All right, we will start with Michelle.
Well, I think all three of these could be true. I'm going to go with number one because of the tiny men.
The Tiny Boys?
Tiny Boys.
Yes. By the way, Chuck was kicked out of that group.
I didn't measure up.
That's right.
Bunches!
He said you have a fat chance of gaining membership.
That's nice.
All right.
Nice burn.
Michelle, go story number one. Maggie.
I am also going to go with number one because of the names.
Because of what?
Just the Tiny Boys.
The Tiny Boys? Okay. Number one, Chuck?
No offense.
Like the Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
I'm going to go represent the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild.
Oh, you were one of those.
Yes. I was. Wait, how? Yes. I wasn't born yet. Ha!
No, but there is a sucker born every minute.
Ah! Oh!
All right.
Less than solving.
I'll abstain my vote, Heart thank ground. You, and I'll move on.
No, you can't
I'll
abstain.
I'm going to do Ilhan.
Number three.
Number three, yes. Ilhan Omar. Did you read your own copy, Mr. Casey?
Ilhan Omar.
Oh,
I thought you were saying
that.
Ilhan Musk. That's what I was
not
saying.
Ilhan Musk.
Okay. Number three for Chuck. And Sue in Federalsburg.
I think I'm going to go with number one just because I've never heard of the Tiny Boys other than, like you say, from the Lollipop Gang.
Okay. Story number two, the church replacing their weekly offering with a 50-50 raffle. That is our fake news story.
That's a good idea.
Why did the same thing?
So thanks so much for listening and playing the game. Sorry you didn't win this time out, but snooker today. Maggie and Michelle picked number one, and Chuck picking
the
number.
Tiny Boys.
The Tiny Boys.
And it's Chico.
Bunches.
It is.
Yeah. Chico and the Half Man.
I love that show.
All right.
The Tiny Boys.
The Tiny Boys, yeah.
No wonder they're angry, yeah, and they're in gangs.
Exactly.
Oh, cut it out. Now you're getting too personal.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and I want to tell you, if you are looking to remodel your kitchen, the whole kitchen, I'm going to save you a lot of money and save you a lot of time and make sure that your contractor and you can get your project completed on time with great savings. Go see my good friend Mike, Elegant Kitchen and Design. They're right there on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and they have it all laid out for you. I've been over there a couple months ago, and just incredible display of wonderful craftsmanship and cabinetry and all kinds of different designs and layouts for your kitchen. Plus, they have every kind of countertop you can imagine, from granite to quartzite, all cut there, right there in the warehouse at Elegant Kitchen and Design, which is right behind the showroom, by the way. It's just an amazing place. So if you want to save money and while remodeling your entire kitchen, this is where you need to go. Tell them I sent you. And that's, again, Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or the website elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah, with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, more on the Fauci gain of function, and will he actually be charged and do any jail time? That is, we'll take a look at that story. Mackenzie Frost joins us in the next hour, as well as she's been in the courtroom for the battle between Mayor Scott and the City Inspector General Isabel Cumming. We'll get the latest coming out of that square off there. And a little bit later on in the next hour, have some audio from a Democrat Party activist. And the moment she knew she was done, she was going to leave the party. And it really is an eye-opener as to what the Democrat mindset and strategy is right now. You're going to want to stay tuned for that, because you're going to hear that as well. 7:53, speaking of eye-openers, once again, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just want to...
Welcome to Cyclops Traffic.
You never realize I wore a patch while I'm on the air.
That's right.
The ramp from northbound 95 to Route 24 in Harford County back open. I think that was just a broken down vehicle or a slow moving vehicle that got onto that ramp and into that construction zone. But the ramp now is clear and that backup is gone. They're not working currently on 95 northbound, so that's good news. 895 continues to improve just a bit, but still slowing off and on right here at O'Donnell Street. We do not know the cause because the camera is not looking south towards the bridge at I-95. So there's something in between O'Donnell Street and the southbound tunnel on 895 that's grabbing their attention. So heads up with the brake lights now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Good start to the day. It's going to be gorgeous today. Partly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. And tonight, of course, pretty much the same, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow starts to be a little warmer, again, upper 80s for the high. Right now, it is sunny and 69 in Forest Hill and 69 under sunny skies in Parkville. Ivan Bates weighing in on the juvenile injustice system here in the state of Maryland, where he has already proclaimed the juvie system to be broken.
When you look at the juvenile system, under this new law, that's broken. And the reason that we say it's broken is because a juvenile could have one gun, 12 guns, 18 guns. We have to have a number of how many guns before this young person starts in the adult system.
Yeah. And that's a great question, because we don't know the answer to that. It's really up to the whims of the DJS actual detention recommendation and to the judge. And most of the judges, let's face it, in this city and this state, in this area of Baltimore Metro, are bleeding heart do-gooder lefties. They don't want to put any young people of color behind bars. But Bates says youth charging reform acts are going to take place soon, and you got to do something. Otherwise, these juveniles are going to learn they can escalate, they can commit more crimes, and it starts off with the small stuff, but then it ends up, actually, we've just told you, there are several that have been already charged with murder attempts here in the last couple of weeks.
We have to do something before how many first-degree assaults, how many violent crimes are we going to always put this young person in the juvenile system?
And that's exactly what is happening now. And remember, a lot of folks on the ankle monitors already are committing crimes. Well, Westmore, the Democrats are at it again. The Utility Relief Act was a Hail Mary intended to try to blunt criticism of their policies. And let's face it, it is Democrat policies that have driven us to where we are today. Not PJM's fault. It is nobody else's fault. And again, they hate fossil fuel. They're climate change alarmists. They love this so-called green energy, which it's okay if you want to have solar and wind. wind and as part of the overall energy package, but certainly you can't replace coal-fired power plants and gasoline and of course, propane, liquid natural gas. You just can't replace that with solar and wind and expect to meet the energy needs of the state of Maryland. But they know they're up against it. They know they've backed themselves in the corner with the Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022, which made it net zero emissions the goal. By, I think it's 2045, if I'm not mistaken, that you won't be able to buy a gas-powered car in Maryland by 2035. And it's unrealistic. It is unrealistic. We're talking about 20 years from now. We're not going to be anywhere close to that. So now they realize skyrocketing electric bills because we're not generating enough electricity. We got imported from other states. And now this is why people's electric bills are going up. And now they've announced $65 million more in energy rebates. But here's the catch. The catch is under this new program announced by Westmore and the Democrats yesterday. It continues five existing programs that support investments in home energy improvements, like rooftop solar panels, electric vehicle chargers, and clean energy projects. And again, these are all pretty much heavy-duty electric vehicles, like for buses and trucks and things of that nature. These are all green, clean energy projects, and it is going to help the average Joe or Jane, and against all directed toward primarily low- to moderate-income households. And basically what this is, at the end of the day, Westmore and the Democrats are redistributing money that they're raising through higher energy costs and through taxes, And they're redistributing it through grants, rebates, and relief programs in exchange for hopefully getting your vote that you won't remember how they screwed it up. And so this is what they did with the $150 a year, what, the $12.50 a month in the Utility Relief Act. Your bills have gone up by, hundreds of dollars in some cases a month. And they're going to give you a lousy $12.50 back. And remember the rebates last year? You had two $40 rebates last year. $80 in the course of a year versus probably $800 in increases. So they're hoping that you're stupid enough to accept this as responsible stewardship of the electric bills. And this is a massive issue, and I've said this repeatedly from day one. And Dan Cox needs to really get out there and exploit this issue. He ought to be running those Spencer Pratt ads against Westmore and the Democrat machine, just on energy and affordability alone, should get him votes, a lot more votes than he did last time. If you are a grill master and if your backyard setup is looking a little tired, old, a little bit out of date, then Town Appliance is where you need to go. They've just extended their biggest event of the year all the way through the end of July. Got a couple more days here. So they've got great builders and items like Heston and Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything. Every brand you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. And they're both mayors that run the place are ready to help you find the perfect fit and do it on time and with your budget with flexible financing options as well. So check them out, townappliance.com, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Town Appliance, for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The war between the U.S. and Iran is heating up again, with both sides launching missile barrages overnight. An Iranian strike hit a Chinese firm's building in Kuwait, killing one worker. Jordan intercepted Iranian missiles for the second straight day, and the U.S. military struck dozens of Iranian targets, including military command centers, making good on an earlier pledge by President Trump.
We're going to be hitting them very hard, because it's our turn to hit them.
Retaliation, the president says, for an earlier thwarted Iranian attack on U.S. troops in Jordan. At least eight people are dead, including children, in the latest round of Russian drone and missile attacks on Ukraine. The Ukrainians say the barrage targeted multiple regions, including areas near the Polish border. Ukraine has continued to strike Russian targets, including the facilities of a major online retailer.
A Republican senator is refusing to let former NIH Director Anthony Fauci off the hook for Fauci refusing to answer any questions from the Senate Homeland Security Committee investigating the origins of COVID-19.
Senator Rand Paul warning that Dr. Fauci's pardon from Joe Biden's auto pen will not save him from prosecution for obstructing Congress. Fauci giving an opening statement and then refusing to answer one question, invoking the Fifth Amendment more than 100 times. The pardon from the former president came on his last hours in office and excuses potential illegal acts committed by Dr. Fauci dating back to January 1st of 2014 through January 19th of 2025. Laura Winters reporting.
Senator Paul raising the possibility of Fauci being held in contempt of Congress and a vote on that may be held next week. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 251 points following yesterday's big sell-off. NASDAQ futures almost 400 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
In the War of 1812, our nation fought and won America's religious freedom. Today, that constitutional right is being assaulted once more from within.
Religious liberty and rights in general were under attack. We all of a sudden became the enemy.
In the important new documentary, By Dawn's Early Light, anti-Christian bias is exposed at the highest levels of government.
I got 6 months house arrest, 5 years probation.
I'm sorry, our rights have been suspended?
Hard to believe that the instruments of government would ever be used to punish faith.
Follow the sweeping investigation of President Trump's task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. The governmental hostility and prejudice is uncovered, and Trump's fight to restore our constitutional liberties and religious freedom.
If we will not be governed by God, we must be governed by tyrants.
Don't miss this powerful new documentary, By Dawn's Early Light, the story behind our national anthem. Share it with your church, family, and friends. For a limited time, watch it free at bydawnsearlylightfilm.com. bydawnsearlylightfilm.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 is still slowing. They have to be looking at something here. We have not yet figured it out. Have no idea. Just assuming it was a wreck. Could be on the shoulder. 895 after O'Donnell Street. They've been slowing pretty consistently here for the last 30 minutes or so. So heads up for that. That gets better after you clear that area and then go into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Not too far away. If you're coming into Camden Yards, there had been a report of a wreck northbound on 395 near the ramp at Dr. King. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Hampstead, 74 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that there are questions about whether Baltimore's 311 system is getting results. Residents tell Fox 45 they report overflowing trash, illegal dumping, and other issues, only to see requests marked complete while the problems remain. One Reddit post that's gained attention asks a simple question: does reporting stuff to 311 actually work? A resident says they reported trash sitting in an alley for months. The request was later marked work completed, but they say nothing changed. And four tornadoes were confirmed in Maryland Tuesday evening as severe storms swept through the state, according to the National Weather Service. Two tornadoes touched down in Anne Arundel County, while the other two were confirmed in Talbot County. And Baltimore County Police arrested a person after they fled a traffic stop in Rosedale on Wednesday evening, said officials. The traffic stop was conducted near Rossville Boulevard and Perry Hall Boulevard. It's unclear if there was a crash following the traffic stop or where the suspect fled to. The winning Maryland Lottery number pick 3 was 014, the pick 4, 4693. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, well, you can only imagine the emotion in that Oriole clubhouse yesterday after Baltimore's 10-9, 12-inning win over Detroit, a game that saw the Birds author a 7-run comeback with Tarek Skubal on the mound, their largest comeback in 17 years. Manager Albanez was asked about it in the postgame.
Emotions are high. You know, it's one of those games where when you're down 7, and the boys kept fighting, never wavered, everyone contributed. You know, It was a fun game. Glad that we won, you know, obviously, but...
And the Birds are off today. They've got the Phillies in town for 3 over the weekend. The trade deadline Monday night at 6 p.m. Turning to football, the old debate. Is it the players or is it the coaches? Well, anyone who's ever played the game in any organized fashion knows the answer. And if not, Kyle Hamilton confirmed it yesterday in Owings Mills.
You know, schematics, they play a big part. But, I mean, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. It's not X's and O's. You can have a bunch of bad players out there with the best scheme in the world, and it's going to look horrible. But you could have some holes in a scheme. If you got Lamar Jackson, you might win an MVP and go really far. So,
elsewhere in football, Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy's wife, Mia, is out of the ICU and doing better after being shot twice Sunday. At the couple's home, their son Elijah has been charged with the crime. Other sports news, a deal to renew Mauricio Pochettino as U.S. men's national team soccer coach is close but not done, according to multiple sources. And Formula One will wait until September before deciding whether to hold its races in Qatar and Abu Dhabi, the final two events of the season. That's because of the Middle East unrest. Contingency plans are underway, likely in Europe. Coming up in 30 minutes, the reconstruction of the Ravens defense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, a Democrat Party activist says the moment she knew it was over, she was done and had to leave. And all has to do with their strategy. Mackenzie Frost goes in depth. She was in the courtroom this week with the mayor going off and against the city inspector general's bill coming. We'll get the latest on that. Top story here today continues to be Rand Paul. Dr. Fauci yesterday on the Hill invoking his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself. That is his constitutional right. Obviously, I had predicted that yesterday. I thought he would do that for a number of reasons, in case the pardons don't hold up, number one, because they're sketchy. And number two, by the way, the pardon does not, let me read to you from the Constitution of the United States. Here, let me pull it up on my phone app here. Under Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, the President's pardon power is strictly limited to federal criminal offenses and offenses against the United States, excluding state crimes, civil claims, and impeachments. Meaning, he can be civilly sued. Can you imagine the class action on that one? Wow. Yesterday, Rand Paul going after Fauci on his dangerous gain-of-function research.
In 2014, your agency, NIAID, began funding the Wuhan bat coronavirus work. In 2015, Ralph Baric and the Chinese scientist Xi Zhengli published NIAID-supported research combining a bat coronavirus spike protein with a SARS backbone. The resulting virus could infect human airway cells. It's a novel virus that now can infect human cells. It gained transmissibility. It gained function. In 2018, the same group of scientists, EcoHealth, Barrick, Xi, and their collaborators submitted the diffuse proposal, which involved the insertion of a furin cleavage site into the coronavirus. DARPA rejected it as too dangerous. When COVID was sequenced, though, early on in January of 2020, within days, scientists discovered that, lo and behold, it had a novel furin cleavage site, just as had been proposed in the diffuse product. This was either an extraordinary coincidence or a smoking gun, evidence that the Chinese had created COVID-19. It made the laboratory origin question more legitimate, and it made your categorical public denials indefensible. On May 11th, 2021, you told the Senate, the NIH has never, ever, and does not now fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. When I gave you the opportunity to correct the record, to reconsider the statement, you responded that you had never before lied to Congress.
Yeah, well, we know that's not the case now. As to the origins, we'll get to that in just a second, but clearly this gain-of-function research was recognized as very dangerous, the dangers outweighing any risks, I mean, any benefit to the public health. There were many more risks. Stuff like this gets out. Stuff like this is being developed as bioweapons, not just by us, by other countries, and you can't risk it getting out and leaking, creating a world pandemic, which is exactly what he did. Not once, but twice, with the avian flu, and again with the CCP virus, and he just threw caution to the wind. And of course, this is narcissism, thinking you're going to be able to find the cure or the next big vaccine to the pandemic, so you don't take in these dangers in account while doing any of this, and just ignore government, you ignore the rules, you ignore the protocols, and 7 million people later have died as a result. And I think that is just monstrous behavior. It's pure evil, and it should be punished. We'll get to that in a second. Day 13, traffic and weather on the freeze. With the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we had a wreck on the Beltway that when I first looked at it about 3 minutes ago was in the center lane. They moved over to the right shoulder, but now there's a medic unit there with them, and it backed us up. Here comes the fire department now off to the right side. So they may actually block the right lane, just to give you some pre-warning there. So we're backed up through Greenspring, back to Park Heights Avenue, and may eventually go back towards Reisterstown Road. So we'll keep an eye on that. All the lanes are open, but now with the fire department there on the interloop right after the ramp at the JFX and in that area, that's the reason for the backup now. If you're heading towards Towson, best bet right now, just stay to the center and the left-hand side once you get to the JFX, and then you'll be okay headed over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecasts a gorgeous start to the day and weekend here coming up. Today, of course, partly sunny, drier, less humid, and, of course, we're expecting highs in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, upper 60s. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, a little warmer, upper 80s. As well, and of course, maybe some showers on Saturday. A sunny 70 in Ellicott City and 73 in Annapolis, the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. We are introducing to you in this 250th birthday annual celebration the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of them died as a result of the signatures. Before the war was over, that the five would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, and 17 would lose their entire fortunes, including the latest one today. One of the Virginia delegations, Benjamin Harrison, he was born in a family homestead in Berkeley Plantation, a fifth son who carried that name. He was often designated Benjamin V. He came into a large inheritance of when his father was struck by lightning while closing a window during a storm, a freak accident. By the age of 18, Benjamin V, or 5, became a very wealthy man as he received the bulk of his father's vast estate. He served for 3 decades in the Virginia legislature, known as the House of Burgesses. He was one of the colony's earliest opponents of the new British policies that followed its costly 1763 victory in the French and Indian War. Harrison was particularly incensed by the Townshend Acts of 1767 that taxed a number of British items imported in the colonies, including tea. In 1770, he joined the Virginia Association, which called for the boycott of British goods until the Tea Act was repealed. 2 years later, he joined Thomas Jefferson and 6 other Virginia burgesses in preparing an address to the king calling for an end to the importation of enslaved people into Virginia. In 1774, Benjamin Harrison joined with the other burgesses in issuing an invitation to other colonies to convene in a Continental Congress. He was selected to serve as one of the 7 delegates to the Congress in August of that year. In the Second Continental Congress, Harrison played the important role of chairing the final debate over both Richard Henry Lee's resolution and the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Rush recalled how relieved he was when Harrison interrupted the, quote, silence and gloom of the morning, end of quote, as the delegates, one by one, signed a declaration that they knew might well be their death warrant. In 1777, Harrison became a member of Congress's Committee of Secret Correspondence. Its task was to establish secure communications with American agents in Britain. He was also named the chairman of the Board of War. He retired from Congress in October of 77, a victim of the war. His estates had been ravaged by the armies, and his fortune had been severely reduced. Worse was soon to come. In 1781, Benedict Arnold led a British force to Virginia that seized Harrison's plantation and removed and burned all the family portraits hanging on its walls. Most of Harrison's possessions were destroyed in that fire. He was honored by Virginians later that year. They made him governor of the state. He would have gone to serve in the state legislature in the late 1780s. In his last years, Benjamin Harrison was plagued by gout and continuing financial troubles, and he died in April of 1791, with little to his name. And that is a look at America 250 today, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Now, we're talking about Rand Paul here, of course, and then we'll get to your calls and comments and some of your text as well. But not only was Fauci lying about gain of function, very dangerous, as we now know, he also lied about the origins of the CCP virus.
While you concluded publicly that COVID occurred naturally, your private record tells a different story. In early 2020, your handpicked virologist warned that the virus appeared to have been manipulated in the lab. In a conference call concerning the origin of the virus, all but 2 of the participants believed deliberate insertion was possible. Your concern was not merely theoretical. That same week, you led an urgent effort to determine whether your own agency had funded the research related to these experiments that were now under suspicion. Hours later, your assistant reported that the Wuhan experiments had indeed been reviewed and approved by the NIH. Those were not the actions of officials who believed that a research-related origin was an absurd conspiracy theory. They were the actions of officials urgently trying to determine whether their agency funding was connected to the research under discussion, connected to the pandemic. You could not hide that your agency had funded the Wuhan research or your long history of defending gain-of-function research. The only alternative left was to argue that COVID-19 did not originate in the Wuhan lab. You were not a detached observer. You had an institutional interest in the public believing that federally funded research had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was a conflict of interest from the very beginning.
Yeah. So, again, that is, now we find out that the most damaging, look, I think clearly, as I said, over a million Americans had perished while Fauci, you know, was fiddling. America was burning under the lockdowns, the mandatory jabs. How many people lost their jabs? How many people lost their jobs because of their jabs? How many people kicked out of the military? How many people died? How many people still today? And I know several in my family and elsewhere that have had side effects that are being attributed to the jab, that have ongoing issues, that never would have had them if they did not have this spike protein land wherever it was, either in their heart or in their reproductive systems or, you know, anywhere else. Again, we're still suffering the effects of this stuff, and it's all because of, you know, under the tutelage of Anthony Fauci, who I think also botched the AIDS epidemic back in the 80s as well. Let's not forget that. So, again, clearly he's being praised. And I think the thing, he has destroyed the trust the American people have in government health agencies, be it NIAID, NIH, CDC, maybe to some extent HHS. That trust is gone now. It's completely ruined. And it will take a long time to restore and regain that trust. He has done single-handedly probably the most damage to this country since the Watergate era. And I think he needs to be held accountable for it. We'll talk about that. Rand Paul's announcing the vote to hold Dr. Fauci in contempt of Congress. This will be held in the near future. And we'll see how Congress votes, and we'll see if there's any accountability there for Dr. Fauci. It's 823 traffic weather on the freeze. Update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the fire department has left the scene of that wreck on the inner loop after the JFX. It turned out to be just a minor wreck, a couple of vehicles there. State highway truck is there with it, but safely off to the side. The backup is easing now, a little bit slow yet back at Park Heights Avenue, but much better through Greenspring, and then pretty much up to speed after the JFX, and then over towards 83. They're still a little bit slow. I'm not sure there wasn't something there. Haven't seen it. Southbound 895 after O'Donnell Street, still bogged down a little bit there. Now it looks like the morning construction is getting underway in Harford County, and they'll block a lane on I-95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous start to the day today. It's going to be partly sunny today. Highs in the 80s, and things will warm up Friday and maybe Saturday. We'll get some showers as well. Okay, right now we're looking at partly sunny skies, 73 in Ocean City, 72 in downtown Baltimore. Michelle is in Westminster. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hi. Believe that Mr. Fauci should be tarred and feathered and set on fire, and we could sell tickets to it, and then I believe we'd probably be able to solve the country's deficit. But I would be interested in finding any communication between him and the head of the Governors Association, Larry Hogan. Because if you remember, wasn't he one of the first governors to announce the shutdown? Because he is the only other person that hates Trump as much as what Fauci does.
Yeah, I think going back, I think Maryland was one of the first. And I think that I don't know if there's any. I'm sure, remember, Scott Gottlieb, I think, was also advising former Governor Hogan. But I do think that I have not seen anything yet. I've not read all 1,100 pages of the diary. I've gotten through about a couple hundred pages. I've not seen anything as of yet. Maybe there's a way to search that in a PDF where you can find his name if it does exist. But it would be interesting to see if there were any back channels, any calls. I would suspect it would be done indirectly, not directly. But I think you have a very good point.
Hired. they kept trying to hide so many things, and the way Hogan would stand up there, he had just as much bravado as Fauci. And it was all about, you could just tell, we are punishing you. We don't like you. We are taking, you know, that's how it felt then. And now it's being justified. And it's bringing up the emotions that I had during COVID.
Right.
I mean, my own mother called me a super spreader because I refused to wear a mask.
Right.
But she was the same one that taught me about herd immunity and then denied it during COVID. So I don't know. And I think I lost my mother last year because of every single jab that she took. She probably took about 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah, and look, we don't know. I mean, I lost my mother in, you know, 3 years ago. Coming out of COVID, she did not fare well with that. She was living alone, a widow, and by herself, and then eventually we found out she had vascular dementia. But you know, I think that started prior to COVID, but that it exacerbated it. The isolation that many of our seasoned citizens had to go through, in either in nursing homes or assisted living, or living independently, because you were afraid to go see your parent if you did not get right. The jab. Because the fear of God was put into you that you're going to kill them.
Well, I made sure my grandbaby stayed around me and I them. That way, all of our germs remained the same as what they had been.
Right.
And like I said, my mom was a nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people. A lot of people in the medical community, A, think that doctors are gods, and B, think that, you know, Fauci, I am science, but again, it takes a healthy dose of skepticism. There were people, if only people would have listened to them, that were saying different things during that entire time, be it alternative treatments or therapies or, you know, the 6-foot distancing rule was an absolute joke. Remember the paper face mask didn't work? The only thing that worked was the N20.
Let's not forget about the health department Nazis.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. I had to throw one out of my business down at the indoor center, and everybody took on that I'm going to destroy you because I have a reason to, and it just it opened up some veins and avenues for people to that had nefarious thoughts in their minds to start with, and this just gave them the opportunity to grow into the ogre that we watched.
Well, we look at it, and there were people leading at the time in certain states, Florida being one of them, and South Dakota, I think, was another. But they looked at all the available information and the data, and they made decisions to keep their states open, to keep kids in school with the proper necessary precautions and protocols. But Maryland was not one of them. I remember the story of people going up to pick up takeout food, I think up in Aberdeen or Havre de Grace. I think it was Havre de Grace.
Uh-huh.
And state troopers were dispatched to arrest them. You know, so this is what we had to endure during this state. You could not go to church, but you could go to the liquor store. You know?
Yes, and you could go to the big box stores.
Yep, exactly.
I got to go to BJ's and Walmart anytime I wanted, but couldn't go to church.
All right, Michelle, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It's a great point that you bring up. We'll see if we can find any evidence of the former governor's name in Dr. Fauci's personal diaries. Don't know. We'll take a look, see if we can find it. If it does exist. We're not saying it does, but we'll check it out. We'll follow it up. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth in the ongoing battle between Mayor Scott and City Inspector General Isabel Cumming. It's 8:30, time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. It's brought to you by Vinny Steo. Fox 45 reports that a month-long search for a suspected flasher in Baltimore's Kent neighborhood ended with an arrest this week, bringing relief and lingering unease to residents who said they had been sharing stories and surveillance video in hopes of identifying the man. Baltimore City Police announced Tuesday that 49-year-old Jason Morgan was arrested on 3 counts of indecent exposure. Police said Morgan was arrested at a residence in Harford County, where he remains jailed after a judge denied him bail. And Prince George's County Police are investigating after 2 women were found dead inside a Red Roof Inn in Lanham, Maryland, Wednesday morning. Officers responded around 8:35 a.m. to the 9,000 block of Lanham Severn Road for a welfare check, according to police. When officers arrived, they found 2 adult women women dead inside the hotel. Police said the case is being investigated as an ongoing death investigation. The interim president of Howard University said over 200 of the more than 500 first-year incoming students who were enrolled for the fall semester had been readmitted to the Washington, D.C. school. In an interview with the Associated Press on Wednesday, Wayne A.I. Frederick defended the way the historically black university handled the initial unenrollment, saying many students and their families apparently misunderstood the communicated financial obligations they were expected to meet before the start of instruction in August. And former Delegate Tony Bridges will be the next head of the Maryland Transit Administration, Governor Westmore said Wednesday. The former delegate, who represented Baltimore, is now Moore's deputy legislative officer. He previously served as assistant secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 895, still a bit slow here, right at the O'Donnell Street Bridge, and then after you clear the bridge where I-95 crosses over, gets better. So whatever has been there the entire time, a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor wreck on the shoulder, they've been looking at it. We still have that delay. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. No problems. Top of the hill is clear at I-97 at Route 32. And then from the Bay Bridge, everybody's fine across the Severn River Bridge and over towards the ramp at I-97 and Route 50. Some slowing left over on the Beltway. The wreck is on the shoulder inner loop after the ramp at the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off nice for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s. A little bit warmer as we head into the weekend with a chance for showers coming late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the question is, are the O's still worth believing in? And that is a legit question, and considering the roller coaster season they've given us, your answer may change from day to day. Manager Albernaz was asked after yesterday's near-miracle comeback win over Detroit if the team has given the front office enough confidence to go for it.
I mean, we're not trying to show the front office anything. Like, they... Mike and his group, they're going to do what's best for us and what they feel is best for the organization, the team.
At the same time, worrisome notes among many. The O's committed three errors and a couple of other plays that should have gone for errors, allowing four unearned runs to score yesterday. Enrico Garcia allowing another home run, this one a two-run shot that tied the game in the ninth, or I should say that tied the game at nine in the bottom of the 11th. The fourth homer given up by Garcia in his last five appearances, and in all now, the right-hander has given up eight in his last 22. Yesterday, we documented the Ravens' pass rush decline from a league-high 60 sacks in 2023 to 30 a year ago. That was the third worst total in the league. Safety Kyle Hamilton was asked just how Jesse Minter is going about reconstructing that once-proud Ravens defense.
It's kind of a pressure cooker that we live in on a daily basis, and he tries to take a lot of that out of it by just maximizing our opportunities when we're out there, understanding that we have to work hard, but at the same time, he takes care of us and puts us in positions to be successful. In
the last half hour, we told you about Formula One rethinking their plans to hold season-ending races in Qatar and Abu Dhabi. Well, now comes word that the NBA will not play preseason games in the Middle East for the first time in 5 years due to the ongoing conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Happy heavenly birthday today to one of the most colorful figures in the history of Major League Baseball. We're talking about the great Casey Stengel, born in Kansas City, Missouri, on this day, July 30th, 1890. The old professor, as he was known, was a 9-time World Series champion, first manager of the Mets, Hall of Fame inductee in 1966, and he passed away in 1975 at the age of 85. And it was on this day in 1982 that the Atlanta Braves mascot, Chief Nakahoma, was removed from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium to make way for more seats. Sad but true. Remember old Chief Nakahoma. Time now is 8:36, and that is Stein on Sports.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Once again, Thursday morning, time to go in-depth. A preview of what's coming up tonight on Fox 45 with government investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Hello, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going?
It's going well. You were busy this week in court for the square-off between the mayor and the city inspector general. I think the overarching question that I have, or just one of many, during the court proceedings, that the inspector general's office has had direct access to these records since 2018. So for a long period of time, there hasn't been an issue. Why all of a sudden now in this year was she denied this access?
That is the biggest question. Why now? I mean, the mayor's office argues that it was suddenly made aware that the inspector general's office had this direct access and that this was some big, massive attorney-client privilege breach, and this had to be remedied immediately. But, you know, we also know what was happening at the time when this access was severed. The IG was doing the investigation into the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement's Sidestep Youth Diversion Program, and people have argued and who have been watching say that perhaps the IG touched a nerve and was getting close to something, and we don't know.
So let me see. The city is arguing what? That this is a violation of attorney-client privilege if she has a direct access to some of these records, and that's number one. Yeah. And number two, how can you conduct an independent investigation if you have to go to the city's law department every time you want something?
Well, that's the biggest issue, right? And that was kind of the question that the judge was posing during the latest hearing, was how is an office that is, you know, supposed to be independent, and which the voters decided multiple times that this IG office is independent, how can they carry out those independent duties if you have to essentially get approval for every record you want to go to look at? And you know, the mayor's office argues, well, the law department is they can be walled off and they can provide this access and these records in a way that protects the attorney-client privilege. But it does beg the question of how can the IG office trust that information is being produced in a way that doesn't leave anything out? And we also have the issue of the MPIA, the Public Information Act, which is what we saw when all of those records were redacted. And, you know, this entire new interpretation of the MPIA hinges on this advice letter from the Attorney General's office that was sought by State Senator Antonio Hayes. And it's not an opinion. It's not an official opinion from the AG. Anthony Brown has made that very clear. And so now that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, so if it's not a legally binding opinion, it's just that. It's advice. And if it's not legally binding, it's like opinions are like elbows. Everybody has one.
And it's also important, too. When I was putting this piece together, we're doing a timeline to kind of remind everyone how we got here and everything that has transpired. I found an interesting quote from Anthony Brown where he said, "This is not advice about the extent to which the Baltimore City Inspector General can do their work." And I think that is incredibly important because the city's law department is doing exactly that. They are using this letter as a way to say how the IG can do the work. But Anthony Brown made it clear that that's not what this letter was.
Yeah, so you mentioned something about the MPIA, and I for the MPIA, as I understand it, the Maryland Public Information Act, you know, if you are Joe Blow that is asking for records, or if Fox 45 has done this on repeated basis, members of the media, so that's one thing. But isn't it entirely different when you have a charter amendment where voters empowered an independent inspector general and gave her subpoena power? That's a far different cry than just media or the average citizen, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the IG office argues yes. And, you know, the enforceability of the subpoena is part of the lawsuit. And, you know, there's some case law that the mayor's office continues to point to, but the case law in question does not mention subpoenas. It just mentions requests. And, you know, if everything is going to be shielded or redacted and run through the mayor's office, it does beg a question of, you know, it feels like the IG is essentially being neutered in a way. And what's the point?
Yeah, but the other thing is, you mentioned the language, the term requests. Well, requests do not compel production of documents. Subpoenas do. So that carries much more weight when you subpoena something versus you just request it. I would think that the city lawyers would certainly know the difference.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of reading into things that's happening and, you know, kind of wordsmithing for these arguments going on. And the judge repeatedly kept coming back to the charter amendment and talked about the plain language and how this is an independent office and, you know, just kept asking, how can this office be independent if everything has to be, you know, essentially proofread before it's produced? You know, and I also think it's important, too, because the law department argues that this information is privileged. And the IG also is bound by this same privilege, right? And we've seen reports published to the public from the OIG that has redactions in it. And the reports that get sent to the mayor's office or the agencies before it's sent to the public do not have the same redaction because it's all within the same agency. And so everyone is kind of seeing this information and is bound by the same attorney-client privilege. And information that should not be shared with the public isn't shared with the public when the IG publishes these reports. And so the IG recognizes the importance of attorney-client privilege, but they argue there is no attorney-client privilege within the same entities that are being investigated here.
Very good. More with Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight, 5:30, Fox 45. Right now, let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Late slowing on the Beltway, still there. Through Pikesville, there was a wreck 30 minutes ago that was in the middle lane for a while on the inner loop near the JFX. They went off to the side, but the damage was done, and we're still backed up to the bridge around Park Heights. The west side, not quite to 795, so it's basically Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40, and then it gets better after Frederick Road, and then the Park side is still a bit slow yet coming over from Hartford Road and around towards Providence Road with the lanes clear. That back up on 895, I still have no idea what they're looking at. They never turned the camera south to see what's happening after O'Donnell Street, after the bridge at I-95. The traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel is fine. So there's something right there after O'Donnell Street that's been grabbing their attention since about an hour ago at 7:30. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Good start to the day. It is going to be partly sunny. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Things warming up Friday. And on Saturday, maybe a chance of showers right now. It's sunny in 73 downtown, 73 in Dundalk. On our newsmaker hotline is Mackenzie Frost. Fox 45 in-depth tonight at 5:30. And again, on this Inspector General lawsuit. And just one more question on that one. Why is it going to take 30 days for the judge to rule on this?
Yeah, that was a little, perhaps took the wind out of the sails for people who were hoping that this would be resolved this week. But, you know, the judge is a retired judge, so she has a smaller docket. And she said that there is another trial that is going to take up some of her time in the coming weeks. So, and she also didn't really hold herself or told people not to really anticipate 30 days. It could be longer. So unfortunately, this issue will continue to drag on.
I did happen to catch your interview with Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, and I was struck by this data that we now you've gotten your hands on regarding the actual recommendations they are making to judges on some of these youth arrests.
Yes.
Am I to understand that, and again, in many of these cases, they're detained, and then the actual recommendation for charges to be further detained is probably less than 50% from the data that I saw you report. So do they define, like, low, medium, and high risk? For instance, if a youth walks into a, you know, convenience store and shoplifts, okay, that might be low risk. What happens if it's a youth with a handgun that walks in? Is that a medium risk? Is it a high risk? Do we know how they classify these incidents?
Not really. And I think it's interesting because, you know, when the policy changed, especially when kids were already wearing an ankle monitor, right, they were supposed to be detained until their next court date. And in some of these instances, we see how often they are being released, or at least DJS is recommending release for some of these kids. And we don't know, this was a question that I asked DJS that I haven't gotten an answer to yet, but we don't know how often judges are going against the recommendations of DJS. And I think that's really important because we often hear that DJS is not the ones making these decisions, right? It's the judge. And that's true. The judge ultimately decides. But how often are they agreeing with DJS or taking what they're saying and just kind of running with it? And if they're doing that often and most of the time, I think that that's where this data really becomes critical, because we see how often the agency is recommending release for handgun violations, armed robberies, first-degree assault. Some of these instances that people would argue are very serious and can be violent.
City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, in your interview, basically, you know, repeating the system's broken, and he's got serious concerns once this Youth Charging Reform Act goes, you know, in full swing, that they're going to be able to accommodate these, you know, the fallout from this. Yeah. There's not going to be enough services. There's not going to be enough, you know, everything to process these youths and make sure that they're either being held accountable or they're getting the services that they need.
Yeah, I mean, and this is something that we've heard for how long now? Months at this point, from Bates, from state's attorneys all across the state, that the programs aren't long enough or there aren't enough space and kids are waiting. And by the time, you know, there's an availability or an opening, the time with DJS is done or almost done. And DJS argues that they're continuing to add programs and they believe that they're going to be fully capable of doing this. And I think that, you know, come October 1st and this fall, we'll really start to see if that's true.
If the decision goes against the Inspector General coming, do you get a sense that she will appeal that decision?
I would have to imagine that she would. And I think that if that's the case, the attention and the spotlight on Annapolis will grow more intense, because if the judge rules in the IG's favor, there's really not going to be a whole lot of need for the state to take action when it comes to exempting IGs from MPIA. But if not, I think that this issue will most certainly resurface next year. And if there is an appeal, you know, we could see the Senate kind of point at that and say we need to wait, but I think that there will be a lot of pressure for lawmakers to act.
Very good. Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, it is time once again. We've got an update on that viral video of a 16-year-old lifeguard in Santa Cruz, California, saving the 10-year-old boy from those relentless ocean waves. The boy's father commenting on how his son is doing and what he thinks about President Trump inviting the lifeguard. We now know his name, Ryder Williams, and his family to the White House. The dad is Sumit Durai. His son, his name is Nathaniel.
He sounds shaken up. I mean, it's traumatizing, right? I mean, he's 10 years old. It's a near-death experience. I'm Ryder's biggest fan. He saved my little boy. So anything and everything that can be done to acknowledge him, his bravery, his courage, he put his own life at risk.
And, of course, Ryder will be presented the highest civilian honor for his life-saving efforts. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx, plus over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
852, we've got traffic issues once again. Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95, the construction area is there. It's a brief delay as you're going north through Harford County at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, but nothing major. That one little slow spot still there going south on 895. It's been backed up for a while, but now the final check here at right before 9. It looks like we're just about done with that. So that's good news for the traffic now on 895 and 95 next door is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a nice day today. Obviously, partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Warmer tomorrow. Upper 80s again, and still pretty good as far as humidity start creeping back into the area Saturday with a chance of some shower activity then. Right now we're looking at sunny 73 in Middle River and 74 in Pasadena.
Hi, this is Rod Whitstat. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
It's 8:53. Kim Klasick still out on vacation. And today, Amber Duke from the Daily Caller will join you, filling in for Kim. So stay tuned for Amber. Always has a great show. She'll be on right after the 9 o'clock news. And Kim will be back with us tomorrow here on WCBM. I want to give a shout-out to Michelle, our producer, filling in for Kristen here for the last several days, doing a bang-up job. And Michelle goes back to our podcast days, so good to see Michelle again here on Casey and Company. There is a Democrat activist. Her name is Evan Barker. Evan Barker is doing the book interview tour right now. She's a former Democrat Party activist, and she is now a young woman. Used to be a big activist and fundraiser for the Democrat Party, but she left. She left after the 2024 election. And because she had raised a lot of money for the party over the years, she had a chance to rub elbows with some of the most powerful people on the left. A few years ago, she was in an event of the home of lefty billionaire Tom Steyer, where he was announcing he was pumping tens of millions of dollars in the midterm efforts of the Democrats, and his wife explained their plan to the assembled crowd. And Barker said she was stunned. Stunned to learn there was absolutely no plan to even try to win back the voters that the Democrats had lost to Trump, mainly working class voters. This was the moment that she realized that she was done with the left, that she was done with the Democrats, and the Democrats now had been hijacked by an entirely different movement vis-a-vis the radical, progressive, Democrat, socialist, communist, Marxist left.
I was actually on the lawn of Tom Steyer's mansion in San Francisco when he brought out his new director of his organization, and her mission that cycle was to spend $60 million to help the Democrats. Yeah. And she literally announced, and I write this in my book, Nothing Left, she literally announced to the crowd of these extremely rich white people clapping at her every word like drunken seals that we would not be getting those voters back, that they were gone and there was no point, and that the future was going to be young people and young people of color.
Yeah, there you have it. Young people. Why young people? And why young people of color? Because they're the ones that have been most vulnerable to the indoctrination of the radical Marxist in our American universities and college campuses. This is where the brainwashing, the transformation has begun. They know that the older demographics aren't going to go for this. The older Democrats are. It's the younger groups. And you see that now in New York City, in D.C., in Colorado, in Seattle, Oregon, et al. You see it everywhere that now we have a Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate who is a avowed communist. So they're focusing. This is where they think they're going to capture. They'll destroy capitalism and change our constitution, and we will no longer be a constitutional republic. We'll be a mobocracy or whatever. But even that is under question. As again, communism and statism is. It's just this is the goal of the new Democrat Party, and she has admitted it. By the way, Republican leaders are calling out the Democrats as the special session nears on Monday. For legislative malpractice, Maryland Republicans are saying that there's a lack of transparency, of lack of preparedness by the super majority of the Democrats in this special session, which begins this Monday. Members have received little information. They just made the bill available yesterday. Guidelines posted on it indicate a significant limit on the public's ability to testify in the legislation. For instance, they will are going to limit 50 individuals in total, and if more than 50 witnesses sign up, the committee chairs select who gets to testify. So this, again, they're going to ram it down our throats, which is what they do. That's what they do best. When you have a super majority in a one-party dominant state, that's what they do. They ram tax increases down our throats. They ram high electric bills down our throats. And now they're going to ram a constitutional amendment change where they're going to remove Republican representation here in the state of Maryland by trying to eliminate the first district seat of Congressman Andy Harris. House Minority Leader Jason Buckle said that we're concerned with significant limitations on witnesses and the reality that any bill hearing is obviously intended to be brief and just a meaningless formality. And he's right. Republicans also learned that even though the presiding officer stated no bills other than those related to congressional redistricting would be considered, another bill dealing with the arbitration for state employees will be considered during special session, as it too was posted this afternoon. Again, folks, they make the rules as they go along. They change the rules to benefit themselves and themselves only. You need to keep this in mind and share it with your friends, with your family. I don't care if you're Democrat, unaffiliated, Republican. This is no way to govern. This is no way to serve the people of the state of Maryland. We need to keep that in mind as we vote this fall. And again, this is we'll be watching, covering this special session coming up here tomorrow and early next week as well. Don't forget, the best of Casing Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Thanks to Michelle Drusilla, our executive producer. Stay tuned. Amber Duke is sitting in for Kim Klasick Live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.